line so you don't have to. So if you're spending $7 or $700, you're sure to get more than your money's worth. And that may be even better than having your very own wine steward.
Irving and Plano, CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At CarMax, we know quality really matters once you get your car home. That's why we put every used car we sell through a thorough 125-point inspection. Then we back them up.
P-R-E-C-E-P-T, find out what they can do for me.
Are your creditors and collectors sucking it to you? Do you have 10, 20, 50,000 or more in unsecured debt?
Imagine.
The feeling of being debt-free, ASAP. Go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's PreceptFinancial.com. We resolve credit card debt, auto repos, medical bills, collection accounts, and other types of unsecured debt. Go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's PreceptFinancial.com. If you want to reduce your debt by as much as 60% or more, go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's PreceptFinancial.com. We are conveniently located in North Dallas. Feel free to visit our office or just maximize your radio player and click on the banner for a free and confidential consultation to take the steps to be debt-free ASAP. What are you waiting for? Log on now, PreceptFinancial.com. That's PreceptFinancial.com.
Well, there you have it. Eddie Romero, owner of two homes at the Grand Treviso. Now, there's still time to secure preferred floor plans, but you need to act right now to get the best. Two bedrooms, two baths, and a private terrace are available from the 350s to 450s. Go to GrandTreviso.com or call 972-401-1600. Or visit Grand Treviso on Las Colinas Boulevard, right there on the Mandalay Canal.
When we say sports, you say now.
Cowboys thought they'd catch a break with T.O. out next Monday night. This ticker brought to you by Dish Direct and Lone Star Buick Pontiac and GMC. The Dallas D, though, may face Terrell Owens after all. Earlier this week, the Eagles receiver called himself out for tomorrow and out for next Monday. But will he play after all, starting tomorrow?
Yeah, at this particular time, I will say that I'm closer to playing than not, where earlier in the week, Monday, Tuesday, where I ruled myself out.
T.O. practiced on the injured ankle yesterday, could play tomorrow against Washington. The Cowboys off of their bye. They'll be at Philly next Monday. The Mavericks welcome back Michael Finley tonight. He's here with the Spurs at 7:30. Mavericks looking to open the home schedule with a win over the defending champions. The Stars skate past the Blackhawks 9-1 last night. Stu Barnes, a hat trick, will be at Colorado tonight at 8 o'clock. The Texas Longhorns have an early game at Baylor, kick at 11:30 this morning. SMU is trying to continue Rice's misery. The Owls' losing streak is the nation's worst at 13. Kick at 2, and we've got the pregame here at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Night games, college football. TCU hosts Colorado State. North Texas home to Louisiana Lafayette. A&M is at Tech. This ticket ticker brought to you by the NTTA, the North Texas Tollway Authority, and Wally are about to celebrate their 1 millionth Toltec customer. Join the fun and enjoy the benefits of a smooth ride. Visit ntta.org to learn more. Our next ticket ticker at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning, 8 to 10, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You might be getting old if you've gone from popping pills and smoking joints to popping joints.
9:52 on The Ticket, T-Box winding down. Thanks for all for listening, calling. Always appreciate that. Next week, we'll go over the rankings, best public golf courses in the Metroplex. We came up with a new system to devise and rank said golf courses.
Yeah.
Be some surprises in there. And I'm sure
some not so surprises.
Some differing of opinion.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that next week. We'll go over that because I know when I go to the gym, there's a lot of guys that golf that work out what I do, and there's no shortage of opinions on places to play and places not to play, and we'll see how that all comes out. So
yeah.
Look for it in your favorite golf course or golf yourself.
You can never be perfect when you put together a list.
Yeah. So, interested to see people's reaction. I thank Jaron, Pete, for being part of the show as well. And one last thing, one minor little rant before Ben and Skin join us from Best Buy in my neck of the woods in Grapevine. So I go to the Colleyville Heritage Grapevine game last night.
Yeah.
Starts at 7:30. Halftime begins at 9 o'clock. Halftime ends at 9:45.
What?
9:45. And here's the problem. Both bands and their drill team and their dancers and everything else, both teams, both schools have to be able to represent. They have to showcase their hard work, what they've done all week.
Right.
I'm telling you, that is the biggest whip in the history of sports viewing. Nothing against all the hardworking band members and the band's moms and dads and everything, but you could easily cut a song off, and I can see just as much of you and care just as much as if I saw four. And the other thing is, I remember when I played high school football, if halftime lasted more than 20 minutes, man, you get stiff. You know, your legs get all cramped up, and
yeah.
I don't get that at all. And the game last night was 3.5 hours, double overtime. And I left at the end of the third quarter, and it was a great game, just because it was such a beating.
That's a shame.
Man, I don't know how they changed that, because, again, you're trying to appeal to everybody.
Right.
What a whip.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. Because it was a great game. But I can only watch so much halftime. All right. Joining us from right near that area, right down the road on Highway 26 and 114, is Ben and Skin from Best Buy, one of my favorite haunts. The place I love to go to buy all my electronic needs on the ticket.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Gentlemen.
What's up, gentlemen?
How are you?
Good.
Peachy.
You know, I can understand why this is one of your favorite joints. This is, Ben, what is the quote?
This is, it's a party,
uh-huh,
but it's the Best Buy.
That's so true.
Hmm.
This place is run, we're at the Best Buy in Grapevine. It's run by a store manager who's probably 27.
Yep.
And very cool.
Yep.
And so the atmosphere inside here, it's a bunch of young people, everyone's having a great time. It's just like being at a party, but it's the Best Buy.
That is a guy's guy store, man. I'm telling you, that's a place that you can go there from one aisle to the other and never be bored. Store.
I agree with that. You know what this reminds me of, too? You know, Ben, we both in our early 20s worked in the restaurant industry. You know how everybody that waited tables there were hooking up and stuff?
Yeah.
Can't you see that happening here?
Oh, totally. There's a lot of people hooking up. By the way, I was fired for giving you a free bowl of soup.
That's right. God, it was good soup.
That's how my restaurant career ended.
Really?
Yeah, right?
Wait. And I missed 11 mandatory Sunday,
Sunday
meetings.
Wait a minute. Ben just had the job to get his dad off his back. And so he would, everyone that, you know, wanted to be there and wanted to actually make money knew that. So Ben would want to be cut loose like around 8 o'clock on a Friday night. So he would pay people to take over his station and do all the side work and stuff so he could leave early. So Ben would make, you know, $50 and pay out $100.
Perfect.
So he had a job in which he was losing money.
Good return on investment there.
Well, I got my dad off my back, and I got to sleep in.
You know, if I didn't have to leave early to go to go camping, I would stop by there and see you boys, because that is, I love that place.
I don't see any reason why he couldn't camp there.
Yeah. I could.
Besides, camping's no excuse for anything, so you should be able to make time.
Yeah. How cool would it be to camp out in a Best Buy?
I'm planning on it.
They need
it didn't
more
occur to me until now, but this seems like a great idea. Right over there by that giant Usher sign.
The only downside of camping out at a Best Buy is you need some food units. Other than that, it's
you know
perfect.
What? I think you can eat some of these DVDs. I really do.
Good fiber?
Yeah. They've got all kinds of special packaging. We might get into that later.
Good bites? Hey, what are you promoting today?
Hey, dude, no offense to any other place we've ever done a live remote, but this is the coolest location. If you're only going to come see us one time ever, come out today. I mean, this place is great. Mainly what they're pushing out here at Best Buy today is you can meet Mike Bliss of the Number Zero Net Zero Best Buy race car for a chance to be his honorary crew chief on Pit Row.
That's tomorrow.
Cool. That'd be
really cool.
And actually, the way it works, you come out, you enter to win, you got to be here at 7 o'clock. He's going to be here. They're going to draw. You'll get your tickets and passes today, and then tomorrow you'll be right there. You know that you'll be the assistant pitcher.
What does that mean? You get to change a tire?
Yeah.
Fill up some gas?
Get you
a new windshield?
It'll be your responsibility to see to it that this car runs properly tomorrow. It's all on the guy who
it's
went 6-6 today.
How funny would that be?
This is the most pressure-filled prize-winning campaign ever.
You don't get a crew chief, you get Joe.
You get Joe, who just came in to buy the new Office Space DVD.
Oh, boy.
You know, I also wanted us to point out very, very, this is very important, Mike Bliss, not related to Dave Bliss. So just make sure you know that. When
I'm sure he's happy about that.
That's right.
You don't have your name.
So, Skins.
Yeah.
We're just talking about, you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
You know, I've got about five of them on my TiVo right now. I saw the debut and haven't seen it since. They're all just
yes, get the next four and go see the last one.
Well, I love the show, so I've been hearing that it's not as good this year, but I'll grind it out anyway.
Which one? It's meaner this year.
Oh, what are you talking
about? It's much meaner.
Wait, don't give anything away because I've only seen one.
Okay, the one with the kamikaze was, he was just flat out obnoxious.
That was genius.
No, it wasn't.
That was terrible.
Oh my God.
There's nothing lovable or endearing about that one at all. He was just a jerk.
Funny. I laughed out loud.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What part?
Whoa, I haven't seen it. God, these players,
Carol. All right.
So, Ken, you need to go back and watch it on your TiVo. I would like to, but Bob and Dan, Bob and Dan are on with us now.
Now, listen, do you guys hear about this? I know it's major news, but in our world it is. We have this segment called What's on Our TiVo, and that's the theme song for it. Bob and Dan asked us if they could use the song.
Okay.
And since, you know, we're rarely on the radio, we granted them permission to use that song. But it almost feels like, you know, they've soiled our wife and we can never sleep with her again now because...
But they did that anyways with my wife.
Right.
It was so weird.
But you don't have to feel like we can never do that segment again. We just let them use the song.
Yeah, but it's good shit to just play it up.
Okay, good.
All right, so what's the point? You're talking about something with Curb, though.
Oh, yeah. They're all sitting on my TiVo, and I don't want you guys telling me...
what?
All right, so the question came up, though, in this last one, and I won't ruin the bit for you because I won't tell you what happened.
That's a new ticket trick.
But if you were requested by somebody outside your immediate family to give up a kidney, would you do it?
Only if it was Sean Elliott.
I was going to ask Ken if Ben needed a kidney, would he give up?
Hey, listen. I already gave Ben one of my kidneys. What more do I
got
to do?
You got one left.
I didn't know what it was.
What you need the other
people
one?
Are running to the hills.
I deep fried it and ate it. I didn't know what it was. Source of tension between us. But hey, listen. Why are you guys bringing up subject matter from Curb when it sucks so bad this year?
No, I said the last
wait
one
wait a minute.
Good.
Now I know what's happening.
No, you don't.
What are you doing?
I give the premise. I give the TV guy premise.
Because someone on the show, their family member needed a kidney, and it was probably one of Larry's family members, and of course he's
not
going to do it.
No, you weren't listening.
It's just like when
you
said the about the nuclear war.
Listening. I said outside your immediate family.
Oh, so it's Susie?
Not Sam. I just gave the premise.
As long as Susie is still on the show. Hey, as long as Susie is still on the show and just like Storm, it's good.
Wait,
I just laughed just
you
like know, that Indian.
Do you actually think Larry'd give her a kidney anyway?
What's that?
Do you think Larry'd actually give her a kidney anyway?
No.
I heard off air she's the most mild-mannered, meekest person ever.
She
loves that role because she's the test of the storm.
Oh, is this your wife?
No.
Yeah, see, I saw that one. That was the first one.
That wasn't funny?
That was funny.
You guys just sat there straight-faced at that time?
No,
this is terrible.
The first one was good.
Well, what about Extras? Are you guys watching that?
No, I'm out on that.
I've only seen the first one. I thought that was funny.
That one.
I hear it's great, but I just can't let any more TV in my life right now.
But you also hate British people.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Very true.
Mm. All right. Hey, so what's up with golf?
Everything.
We're done with golf.
Everything
what's up with
nothing.
Basketball? Man, I think it started already.
I'm out.
How about that?
So are you out on the Mavericks as badly as the Hardline is?
What do you mean out on them? I got to do post game shows.
Hey,
I got
to one and one.
Got to interface with them in some way.
They want to tear up the whole team.
They're one and one.
I know. I think they're thinking they want to trade Dirk, or they're thinking about trading Dirk. They can't win a championship with Dirk.
Here's a slow segment.
Well, you know, I think he can win a championship with Dirk if you have a bunch of other really good guys around.
I'm starting to think that Dirk, you can't win if he's your best player. You need him to be your number two guy.
Well, you know what? I just
Well, we can get into this later. I don't think you can win with him if you're trying to make him something that he's not.
Right.
Which they're doing this year, aren't they?
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of think that's more of an issue than anything else. I mean, you can't tell me that there's anybody on the Detroit Pistons roster that is significantly better than Dirk, but they've got a team in which everybody knows their role, and they do it well. So if you put the right guys around Dirk, it's going to be fine.
See, that's a great point. Now I'm going to do a 180. They can win with Dirk as their best player.
I'm back in. Take that tape off your build-around Dirk tattoo that you got a couple years ago and not be ashamed of it.
So they were talking about who the second-best player on the Mavericks is.
Josh Howard.
And they mentioned Howard.
Josh Howard.
Doesn't
you have to play to be a second best player?
They mentioned Stackhouse, Keith Van Horn, they mentioned Josh Howard.
Wow.
Doesn't Jason Terry get a voter?
Yeah, there? Jason Terry would be my pick to be the second best guy.
Well, second best scorer or just second best
overall
player?
Second best player. I mean, I think Howard will be, but I still think, you know, he's pretty limited with what he does offensively.
Yeah, that's true. But
you know what's funny is that when people bring up the Dirk deal, and obviously we know he's not good on defense, but they say he's not a go-to guy. I'm telling you, Jason Terry's a go-to guy.
Yes, he can
suck for 3.5 quarters and then just kill it at the end of the game. So can Stack, yep. But to me, man, I have seen Jet be the most clutch offensive player in the last 40 Maverick games, and it's not even close to me. If there was a shot that somebody had to take, I want it going to Jet.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to do a 180, and Howard sucks, and Jet's number two.
But I love Howard.
I'm going to do a 180. I'm going to do a 180 on him sucking, and I'm say he's the third best player.
Why do you hate Howard?
I don't. What's
another 180?
I love him now.
Do another 180.
I'm doing a 180. Wake me up in May. Ben is so dizzy right now.
On the ticket. Very nice.
Okay, guys, tell me about a 4-iron or something.
You got it.
All right.
See you, boys.
Accounting, this is Janet.
Hola, ¿me podría ayudar? Necesito ayuda.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm not very well versed in Spanish.
Nada más necesito ayuda ahora.
Could you hold on just a minute, ma'am?
Pero me podría...
Does anyone speak Spanish here? Is there anyone that can help me?
With the Spanish-speaking population becoming the fastest-growing demographic segment in Texas, it's now more important than ever to reach out and serve this area of our population. Boss Communications, your bilingual office service, is here to help. Call today at 214-247-2200 to discover what Boss Communications can offer your business. Answering services, billing, collections, translating, business support. Whatever your bilingual needs are, they will fit it. Boss is so confident in their services that they're offering a 3-month trial membership. Give Boss a call. For a fraction of the cost of hiring, training, and maintaining a bilingual workforce or employee, Boss can be your bilingual partner. Boss Communications, your bilingual office service. 214-247-2200. 214-247-2200.
You know, it's important to start your day off with a nutritious breakfast, and it's the same with the rest of your life. Get off to a good start by enrolling at your local Dallas Community College. Think of us as yogurt and granola for your future. To start the rest of your life off right, check out the hundreds of career-enhancing courses offered days, nights, weekends, and online at your neighborhood Dallas County Community College. Visit dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
Hey, you're listening to the radio online. But did you know, with the same internet connection, you could be earning college credit? Dallas Telecollege. Complete a degree, transfer credits, or get the skills you need for a promotion or new job. It's accessible through the internet, so classes are flexible with no on-campus requirements or set meeting times. Courses start all the time, and they're inexpensive, too. Credit courses through the Dallas County Community Colleges transfer to all Texas State Colleges and universities. Log on to dallastelecollege.dccc.edu. That's dallastelecollege.dccc.edu.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to remind you that all the hoopla regarding wine lately is not a recent phenomenon. In fact, Roman emperors often relied on advisors to make sure they had the right wine for each meal, a much more enviable position than, say, the royal food taster, who was lucky just to survive each meal. Nowadays, they're Centennial. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. And they understand that while you want the perfect wine for the occasion, you don't want to have to pay a king's ransom to get it. So you never again have to pick wine from the supermarket shelf unless you have a little of the food taster in you.
You could win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley Wine Country. Quickly open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits at Centennial. CentennialWines.com.
As a recreational cyclist, I really enjoy getting exercise and biking with my family. But when my glasses are covered in sweat and sliding down my nose, or my contacts dry out from a slight headwind, cycling just isn't as much fun. That's why I call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. The staff was very helpful, and Dr. Booth's experience was exactly what I was looking for. After my Wavefront Custom View Intralasic procedure, I can see 20/15, and not only do I enjoy cycling more, almost every aspect of my life has improved as well. And thanks to an incredible financing plan, my new vision was more affordable than I ever thought it could be. I even used my Flex Plan dollars to cover part of the procedure. My great vision is a dream come true, and I owe it all to Dr. Booth.
Don't live another day with the restrictions of corrective eyewear. Call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center today for your free screening. 214-328-0444. Learn more online at boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444.
If he doesn't, it's not. There are...
Hey, P1s, when you're ready to rock out, throw yourself a bone.
I like to eat.
No, you don't gnaw on this bone. It's Sports Radio 1310, the ticket's little sister station, appropriately outfitted and looking real good in a black concert t-shirt.
93.3 The Bone. Rock harder.
AC/DC. Metallica. Van Halen. Rush. No, they don't play Puff Daddy, but you will get to hear some ZZ Top.
All right! Got me on the pressure.
You'll also hear great bands like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, and Guns N' Roses. Listening to The Bone is kind of like rocking out at the arena before the game, only you get to hear the whole song. Cool. Your rock and jock combo, 93.3 The Bone, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket!
We're here, and Greg Williams here. And if you want a great deal on a diamond, call thediamonddoctor.com at 972-490-9320. Don't worry if you don't know anything about diamonds. The Diamond Doctor, he will teach you.
Or go to food court.
Stay away from skateboard man and goth girl, and avoid the overpriced jewelry stores at the mall by logging on to thediamonddoctor.com.
If you're looking for an engagement ring or a nice pair of diamond earrings,
or maybe a diamond bracelet or even a diamond for that erotic piercing of yours, don't mess with them all. Log on to diamonddoctor.com. Do your diamond business with the Diamond Doctor, and you'll come away from it saying,
yes, diamonds.
Ticket Sports News Now.
Stars smear the Chicago Blackhawks 9-1 last night. This ticker brought to you by Munster Milling and Booth Eye Care and Laser. The Stars break out of the blues. Stu Barnes, a hat trick.
You know, I think the big thing is we played well early, and that's been kind of our Achilles heel, I guess, for the start of this year. We seem to get out and get down early and then battle back all game. And, you know, guys played great from the start. Marty played great in that, made some huge saves for us, and we're fortunate enough to get some pucks in.
We poured on to win just their second game in 9. They're in Colorado tonight. Things get chilly there at 8. Michael Finley back in Dallas tonight, this time with the Spurs, here for the Mavs home opener. Tip is at 7:30. News out of Miami, Shaq is out 2 to 4 weeks with a sprained right ankle. At least the Heat can go to Zoe to fill in at center. The Cowboys are on their bye week. They'll be at Philly next Monday night. Offense using extra time to bring the backup QBs up to speed. Tony Romo, Drew Henson taking first-team snaps in practice. Next game will be on Monday at Philly next week. Ryan Newman has the poll for today's O'Reilly's Challenge 300 at TMS. Our next ticket ticker at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday morning 10 to noon today on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK Sayer.
Cheers. Watch this. It's called a gay porno film.
Is he the one backstage that didn't flush?
Didn't flush.
Dane Wright. Shame on you.
I didn't do it. Don't say shame on me. I didn't do anything.
Warning. The following gay porno film has not been altered in any way for television viewing. In fact, if anything, it's been made more gay. More gay.
I'm just saying, I've never known you to be all that athletic, and all of a sudden
you've never known me to be all that athletic. What, I mean, does it sound weird?
Warning. Please disregard the previous warning. The following gay porno film has been re-altered to make it even more gay than it was. In fact, now it may be too gay for some gay people. Gay people. Gay people.
What is its effects?
It slows down your reaction.
Reaction.
Your brain just can't really slows down and doesn't stop functioning, but it slows down the learning curve.
And is there any negative effects? Effects.
Warning. The following film has been re-edited for television. It is no longer gay porno. Gay porno. Gay porno.
What you want to think about is pleasant things. Pleasant things. Pleasant things.
My wife is dead. She died in a field.
How do you?
It's no problem. I have a new wife. New wife.
Do you speak for everyone? For everyone? Speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've made your views known. Let somebody else do some of the talking now.
Yes. P1s, P2s, and P3s. Ben and Skin. At the Best Buy and Grapevine, we are subbing in for the rant today. And we invite you to come join us out here. We are going to, and we talked about this a little bit in the mix with the golf program.
Who are they?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But,
those are the satellite guys, right?
But this is the coolest remote we've ever been on. And there's no question. How did we sum it up?
Ben, it's like a party, but it's the Best Buy.
It's like a party.
You know what's funny, man, is when I drove up, you were out in the front there with the employees. You guys were throwing a football around and stuff. And then I walked up, and, you know, there was a lot of camaraderie and whatnot. And it reminded me of, I didn't see the movie, but did you see the preview for the movie a couple months ago called Waiting, where there's a bunch of people waiting tables and just partying and stuff?
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, this would be an odd reference for you then. But it just reminded me of that. I just think all these people that work here, I think they all live together in one house and they party together all the time.
All right, first of all, there's some young management here.
Mm-hmm.
Met the manager, Brad, who's cool.
Really hot. Really hot
guy. It's a cool thing when you got the guy running the show is a pretty cool guy.
Sure.
And so it's professional, but it's also laid back. But there's a lot of young people that work here, and it does look like they're all friends.
And it's a very good friend, Ben.
When I got here, they're all hanging out, you know, getting ready to open the store, throwing the football around. So we met this dude named Vassal.
Yes.
Who's like 6'9".
I just recruited him for my basketball team that I don't play on anymore.
He can catch everything.
Yeah.
And so really, I spent probably the first 30 minutes of our show prep out there throwing the football with Vassal.
It's weird that you guys changed shirts, too.
And you know what? I'm glad to say it didn't happen, Skin. Every time you play a game of catch, somebody, there's one guy, and you never want to be that guy, starts punting.
Yeah, that's when the game goes awry.
It's like you should keep backing up, getting further apart, and then one guy goes, hey, man, I'm going to punt.
Yeah, because I can't throw it that far.
And then they usually punt it over a fence or into a car. So. But I was actually sending Best Buy employees out on poke routes in the parking lot, so they were risking their lives to catch some of my wounded ducks. It was a pleasurable experience.
It was a pleasurable experience, but that's not necessarily, I mean, that's a reason, but that's not necessarily why the P1 should come out here today.
That's right. That's right. You want to come out here. We're at the Best Buy at 1515 West State Highway 114 at Highway 26 in Grapevine. We're going to be here all the way till noon 30. Ticket Chicks, Allie, and Missy are out here. By the way, Kevin Scott's going to be out here from 5 to 7 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting to get some details, and something's going on with the drawing. We can't really say anything about it yet.
It's just a special drawing.
Drawing. We can't give you the details. We're waiting to give you the details. We'll be giving those to you momentarily. But
you know what? That might be a reason to come out, too, is to try and find out the details on the drawing before we announce what the details on the drawing is. You know, like a lot of people, like Sturm, for example. Sturm likes to know stuff before everybody else. He may come out here to this Best Buy to find out about the drawing before everybody else, even though we're in Dan's backyard.
Right.
And there's Did you get Dan out here today?
I think they're going to come out after their game. They've got their junior league football game today.
Okay.
They sponsor the
What
Vikings.
Time is that?
I believe it's going on right now. Not positive, but
I'd like to get some call-ins.
I think Dan's going to come back out here after that game.
Awesome.
But there's a good chance if you come out here that you can hook up with a Best Buy employee because, you know, I saw Pete. Just hooked up, actually.
Good job, Pete.
Nice work, man.
Now, who is Pete that you talk about?
He seemed like a nice guy that you met.
Disgusting.
He's Spur Pete.
Uh-huh.
He's Spurtacular.
That's good. I'm glad there's not an N in there somewhere.
Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. By the way, here in a few minutes, in 13 minutes.
That's very specific.
In 13 minutes, Skin, at 11:30 on UPN 21.
Yes!
The Avery Johnson Show.
Well, I don't understand. We need to do a live simulcast of this, don't we?
The Avery Johnson Show on UPN 21 at, from 11:30 to noon on Saturdays. And somehow I've worked my way into a TV segment this
right.
year.
Right.
And today
is this a Rogers report?
It's kind of like a Rogers report, but when we were putting this thing together, and they're like, "Hey, we want you to do, you know, kind of a funny segment," I was like, "Great." So right before I was going to do the first segment, they say, "Hey, you know, Avery, you know, he doesn't know who you are, so you want to kind of be careful on the first one, just be conservative, and then get crazy."
Right.
So today's is pretty mild. It's just I'm just interviewing Jason Terry. Is that cool, Coach? Oh, thanks.
Okay, Dron.
Dron, get on the air.
Now's a good time to introduce that guy.
Hey, fellows.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Dron.
Hey, what are y'all up to?
Thanks for your bad timing.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I'm rolling through a lot of these.
I understand. It's all right. Anyway, so that's on today. And Skin, you do the best fake Bill Walton that I've ever heard.
Yeah, I don't, is the problem.
So next week, we're going to interview Bill Walton, and we're going to have you do the fake Bill Walton. So
that should be interesting. I'll try and get one in the meantime.
Okay, yeah, you can work on that.
Also, I think I hear Pete Penny back there.
This
is that right?
Game of Man.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Well, that was a hard break.
And these ticket chicks are new, by the way. I don't recognize them, but they seem to be quality tickets.
All right. Now, again, one of the best things about coming to Best Buy, whenever I'm here, I never get bored. You can literally go down any aisle and be entertained if you're mannish.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things out here that I want to buy. And you zeroed in on something right off the bat, this office space little thing, with this box gift set. Let's open that on the air. Let's see what you got there.
Okay, now, I knew that this thing was coming out because, hey, nice work, Tony Tone and Promotions. Tony Tone never leaving the girls alone. I knew that this thing was coming on because, you know, if you've been watching the TNT stuff they've been advertising, and they've got this new deluxe edition of Office Space, special edition with Blair. And, Ben, look at this. This is about the size of 5 DVDs.
I'm dying to know what's inside of that.
So I purchased it because I love Best Buy. I wouldn't purchase this anywhere else. And I'm opening it as we speak.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, face, baby.
And look at that. You open it. And Pete was complaining because Pete just bought one. He bought one. This is a good deal. This is only $22.99. Look at all this. You get a coffee mug. Ben, I like coffee. Look at that. Oh, it says, yeah. You get,
yeah.
Oh, you get, you know.
Lumberg. Lumberg on the coffee cup.
This is for your desk. You get paper. And, this is the thing you put your mouse on. Is this a mouse pad?
It's Initech. Stationary.
Oh, TPS report.
TPS report cover sheet.
Nice. You get pens. Well, I'm going to open my own business with all this. And then you also get a white box that's made in China. So that's good. So
what else? What's on the DVD that wasn't on
I don't know. I'm too busy with this magnet. Why don't you read that?
Includes all new extras. More laughs. More fun and more flair.
There's no way there could be more laughs or more fun. Could there be?
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundo.
All new Office Space retrospective with writer-director Mike Judge.
Genius, by the way.
Eight never-before-seen deleted scenes, DVD, ROM, content, Office Space audio clips and screensavers, and the original trailer for the movie.
Mike Judge is genius. He's working on this, finishing up this movie now. It's got Luke Wilson in it about a guy that, somebody just doesn't sound like Mike Judge. It's about a guy that's the dumbest guy in the Army, and he's as an experiment. He's frozen in time, and I guess he wakes up 2,000 years later, and he's the smartest guy in the world because TV has dumbed everyone down to the point of...
Oh, my God.
They're just blabbering
idiots.
That's
the movie that he's working on?
Yeah, supposedly. Especially our buddy Musgrave is in it.
Oh, the great Bob Musgrave from Bottle Rockets.
So good times with that. Okay, so that's another reason to come out here. Come out here and get your new Office Space. Pete, are you jealous now that I got this and you didn't? This is only $22.99. That's a really good deal.
Hey, dude, the other big thing right now, the DVD that's for sale, is the Star Wars, what is it, Episode 3, Revenge of the...
The Sith Hates People.
Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
Now, I got that, and I watched it last night.
Uh-huh.
And I thought the first half of it was just... It was so clean and just so predictable, and I just wasn't that impressed. But then, when Darth Vader starts killing kids, I thought the show really picked up and got an edge to it that I didn't expect from, like, a Disney-esque style you know, family space movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really got good at that point. So right when it ended, I was thinking, man, this is just getting good. Why are they stopping it now? If they really took that off into a dark place, man, I think that would just be spectacular.
Well, you know what happens next.
Right.
But I guess there is about,
Star Wars,
I guess there is about 20 years in between where Princess Leia's got to grow up and get hot.
Right.
How does it hold up? I saw it in the theater, but I haven't seen it since. I remember you slept through it, didn't you?
I slept through it, yeah.
You'd just driven back
and
down?
The first half of it was terrible, I thought. I mean, it was just so predictable. But the second half really got good. I really enjoyed it.
See, the thing about Star Wars, man, is it just, you know, it was so great when we were kids, but... You know, I mean, it's just so corny. All that stuff is so corny. I mean, it's great when you're 8, you know, and you're not that into, like, layers and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, as you get older, it just doesn't age well. That stuff just doesn't hold up. But it's still very cool to look at and really dazzling and all that stuff. And of those three newer Star Wars movies, I thought the one that just came out is definitely the best one.
I agree. And it was like they were all setting up the last half of this movie, so that's what it was all about.
Right.
But, hey, you know, we're out at Best Buy, and we're talking about, obviously, the massive selection of DVDs and things. Now, you pulled something else there.
Yeah. These are all things you should come out here and buy from Best Buy today. But you know my buddy Ill Will, Bill in Austin?
Yeah.
Okay, he came in town recently, and he said, hey, man, you got to check out this show, Freaks and Geeks. And I remember when it came on, it was on...
How long ago?
2000.
Okay.
And I remember when it came on, it was on very brief time. And then went away, just like most good shows on network television. You know, if they're good, they disappear. They shot 18 of these things. I think only 9 or 10 of them made the air. This is the best show in the history of best shows of all best shows.
So is that all of them?
This is the main cast here on the front. And it's basically 1980. It's high school life of geeks and freaks. And this main character is the mathlete champion. She realizes it's not cool to be a mathlete. But she's obviously not going to be accepted by the quote-unquote popular people. So she starts hanging out with the kids that smoke weed. And so it's just kind of about these subdivisions of freaks. The geeks and her little brother is new to high school, and they're just, look at that nerd troop right there. But, man, it's Judd Apatow is the executive producer. He's the guy behind 40-Year-Old Virgin, and he was involved in Mr. Show and a bunch of really great shows. Mike White, the guy who wrote and directed Chuck and Buck, is a main contributor. It's a really, really smart, funny show.
Now you said there was 18.
There's 18.
And this is all 18.
All 18, yes. The full...
Okay.
And this guy right here, he's a really funny character, Seth Rogen. He's the buddy in 40-Year-Old Virgin, the guy. I don't remember the
goatee. The
goatee.
Who hooked up with the chick at the end.
And he's also a writer for the Ollie G show.
And this dude was in that movie where they cheat in high. Was it Cheaters in college? Did you ever see that?
I never saw it.
With the kid from Rushmore was in it. And
Schwartzman?
Yeah, Schwartzman was in it, and he's a pretty good actor, too.
He's really funny.
I like both those guys.
Yeah, this is a great, great show. That chick was Delma in the Scooby-Doo movie, which you love so much.
Dude, I have never heard of Freaks and Geeks ever.
It's an awesome show, and I remember when it came out, I just never watched it, but just trust your boy Skin on this. Go pick it up. I swear you will absolutely love this.
In fact,
come out to Best Buy and buy the one I'm holding in my hand right now.
We are clearly happy to be here at Best Buy and Grapevine. We invite you to come join us. We're going to be here for another 2 hours, basically. We'll be here all the way till noon 30. Again, Ticket Chicks, Allie and Missy are out here.
I've
got them both ranked extremely highly in my personal Ticket Chick rankings. I'm pretty – are you fine with it?
I have them high in my death pool, actually.
Kevin Scott's going to be back out here again tonight, and – coming up momentarily, we'll have details for you on a drawing that may or may not take place, but it could include a spectacular prize of unbelievable proportions. But coming up next, you know, this is basically what you're dealing with here is a Ben and Skin bookend Saturday. Because we're on this morning, and we're going to shut things down tonight with the Mavs postgame show. So let's get things started with Little Mavs, their home openers tonight. Coming up next, we will discuss Mark Cuban's bright blue jacket, his little riff with TNT, and we'll talk about how we feel about the team next on the Ticket.
Yep. Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfenbein Show, college football at 8:30. Can the Miami Hurricanes do the Longhorns a favor and beat Virginia Tech? We'll talk about that. NBA stock tour predictions at 9:10. And finally at 10:30, we'll go inside the Cowboy huddle, where they're at and where they're going, all Sunday, 8 to 11.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits know that while some folks enjoy the taste of their favorite spirits unadorned with complimentary flavors, others venture into the world of the Cosmo Kramer, Blue Voodoo Rita, and the Cocotini. That's why Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend into them. So go ahead, try your hand at a whoop, there it is. or not.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
The good people at Centennial would like to offer this bit of beer advice. Branch out. About 40 billion gallons of beer are produced each year worldwide. We'd like to think you could find the bulk of that in our stores, considering the more than 350 beer brands Centennial carries. After all, in the words of Ben Franklin, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Wise man.
Some people say there's a lot of difference between listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and our sister station, Talk Radio 570 KLIS. But when you break it down, we're really not that different. You see, they've got Fox News, we've got E! News. They've got Dr. Laura, and we look at naked pictures of Dr. Laura. They've got Big Bill O'Reilly, and we've got Big Bill Dwayne Parcells. They have Bill and Carlo, we have Donovan Miller. They love Bush, we love Bush. Jenna and Barbara, that is. They have Greg Knapp in the afternoons. George Dunham takes naps in the afternoon. We have breaking sports news first guaranteed. They have the latest breaking news and information guaranteed. 570 KLIF is like your own Cliff Notes version of today's headlines, so you actually know a little bit more than how to calculate a batting average in your head or how to spot a cover two on third down. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and 570 KLIF. One knows sports, the other knows news. You decide.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK, Custom View Intralasik, CK, Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live custom view intralasik procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Are you listening online at this moment? I love streaming. It's convenient, it's easy to do, and I can do it on my terms. Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you want your car buying experience to be this simple, log on or click through to FreemanToyota.com. Our managers are waiting to give you everything you need to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. We'll give you a selling price, trade-in value, payments, and term. We'll even deliver your vehicle and your paperwork to your home or office to save you time. At FreemanToyota.com, get all the information you need to purchase a vehicle and do it on your terms. Here are just a couple of examples of the savings that we are offering right now. Drive away with a fuel-efficient Camry Luxury Edition for $299 a month for 36 months. Or choose a Corolla or Matrix for $249 a month for 36 months, and both of these lease offers are with zero out-of-pocket. Contact us by logging on to FreemanToyota.com to save you time and money. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-NEW-CARS. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference. Now that's moving you forward.
Electric Start. You're listening to America's favorite sports station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Part of a family of favorites, like America's favorite country music station, The Ticket's big brother with a straw hat, 99.5 The Wolf. The Wolf's done made the family proud by winning the Marconi Award for Station of the Year. It's the home of the Bobby Mitchell Wake Up with the Wolf Morning Show, Amy B., Hollywood Henderson, Cody Allen, and Airwolf Traffic with Justin Frizzell. They've got a 50,000-watt stick with the best Texas country music this side of the Red River. So when you find yourself laying on your back with tears in your ears, crying over your last failed relationship, or maybe you just want to strap on some Support the Troops Red-Blooded Americana, feel better longer with some feel-good music from the Wolf's Pat Green, Jack Ingram, Charlie Robinson, and Robert Earl Keen. Remember your family of favorites, 99.5 The Wolf, and everyone's favorite drunk uncle, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
P1-888-671-DISH. That's 888-671-DISH or DishBeatsCable.com for the lowest price all digital television in America, Dish Network.
Single source satellite.
free installation, free equipment, and up to four rooms courtesy of Dish Network. Your first 90 days of HBO, Showtime, and Cinemax absolutely free.
Single source satellite.
Call us today, 888-671-DISH. That's 888-671-DISH or DishBeatsCable.com.
Single source satellite.
The Ticket is teaming up with the North Texas Food Bank and the Greater Dallas Restaurant Association to collect much-needed items for evacuees of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. For more details on Project Lanyap, log on to www.sportsradio1310theticket.com. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Breaking sports news now.
American Airlines Center welcomes the Mavs and Michael Finley, but they're on opposite sides of the court tonight. This ticker brought to you by Garden Valley and Dish Direct. The Mavericks home opener, but Finley wants to shut him down tonight. The Mavs let him go after last season. Keith Van Horn says he will be ready to go off the bench for the champs.
Obviously, the addition of Michael Finley, who is a starter on, you know, 8, 9 out of 10 teams in this league, makes them a lot better, and Nick Van Exel makes them a lot better.
It's tonight at 7:30. Fans of the AAC wowed last night. The Stars' domination, 9-1 over the Chicago Blackhawks. 4 goals in the first, 4 goals in the second. Stu Barnes, he nets a hat trick. The Cowboys have their bye week to get ready for the Eagles in the second half of the season. They're 5-3 at the break. Julius Jones did not get in a full practice yesterday, mostly just ran. He hopes to be back for next Monday night against the Eagles. That's the Ticket Ticker brought to you by NTTA, the North Texas Tollway Authority, and Wally are about to celebrate their 1 millionth toll tag customer. Join the fun, enjoy the benefits of a smooth ride, visit ntta.org to learn more. Our next Ticket Ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday morning 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The last chance to party before Cousin Eddie shows up for the holidays. Guys Night Out, Thursday, November 10th at Dave & Buster's, Walnut Hill and Simmons, from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
11:34 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to a very special James Brown edition of the Ben and Skin Show. That's right. Tell them, James. I want to tell you about Bad Radio. They're going to be at Napa Auto Parts in Garland, 4184th Lane at Plano Road, this Wednesday, doing their presentation from noon to 3. You can register to win ticket T-shirts, passes to see Elizabethtown at any Cinemark theater, and the soundtrack to that movie as well. I'm sure it's very good. Cameron Crowe is very attuned to music, so I'm sure they'll have a fine soundtrack. Also, the first two people to show up over the age of 18 in full soccer gear. We're talking socks, cleats, shirts, shirts. And, of course, the et cetera. Well, when one pair of tickets each to the MLS Cup at Pizza Hut Park in Frisco, it's going to be Sunday, November 13th. So go see those boys, Bad Radio, on Wednesday at Napa Auto Parts in Garland. Coming up later in the show, we've got a miraculous story of birth and closing and all things wonderful in a young man's life that then will bestow upon us. But right now, we want to get into a little bit of Mavericks talk. The Mavericks have their home opener tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. And, you know, we've seen the Mavericks play twice now. I don't think you can make a declaration based on two games, but we've certainly seen certain trends. But we're going to get into that as the show goes on. But there's already all kinds of extracurricular Maverick craziness that we've come to expect in a Mark Cuban-owned team.
Let's start with the blue jacket.
Okay.
Everyone's been talking about this jacket. We have an inside source as to how the jacket came about. And some
now, let me ask you, what was your first thought when you saw the jacket?
When I first saw the jacket, I was like, wow, that looks really awkward.
Yeah.
Because it was so blue,
uh-huh.
And it didn't look like it fit right. There was a lot of sleeves uh-huh. coming out from under it. And
I thought the dude's gone crazy, but when he turned around and I saw the logo, I was like, okay, he's making fun of the league.
Right.
I get it.
Right, exactly.
So even if it's a bad fashion choice, he's doing it.
But he did it to draw attention to it. That's probably why he went with that color.
Right, the Maverick color, is it
the
not?
Maverick color.
I'm colorblind, so you've got to guide me here, but it looked like a Maverick color to me.
It was. And that's what, you know, the whole thing about Craig Sager, uh-huh. You heard Barkley making the Craig Sager shot.
I thought that
shot.
Too.
You know, to me, that's why that wasn't an insult. That's why he wore that color,
uh-huh.
The Mavs color,
it
was kind of like glowing,
uh-huh.
And you know, he wanted to make a statement, and it's a pretty cool deal. And while we were sitting here talking about it, Pete Penny was Pete Penny. So Spur Pete was sitting here talking about this whole situation, how the jacket came about. Now, you give your... We have a guest on the phone we're going to get to here in a second, but you give your part, Pete, the engineer.
All right, I've got two friends, Becca and Leslie. They live in Arlington, and they went to a thrift store and just bought, you know, a generic suit and put Nowitzki's name and number on it to give it for dirt so that he'd have something worth it. You know how he wears his funky clothes with the velvet and all that.
So, because he's German.
Yeah. So they wore it to one of the preseason games they got tickets for, and Pusin wasn't there, so they emailed him some pictures, and he gave him game tickets for it, but then he went and took the idea a step further.
That's cool. And so basically, we can now introduce Jason Ferrantello, DJ Theory from the Coffee Nods, who, of course, is one of the best DJs ever in the history
ever.
Of the Coffee
in
Nods.
The history of ever. Are you there, Jason?
I am here.
All right. So you, did you hear that part of the story from Pete the Engineer?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so why don't you pick up the rest of the story and tell us what happened here.
Well, I run a retail store in Lakewood, and we have a t-shirt bar where we
Dude,
make...
don't miss the opportunity to give the name of your store.
Plug it.
It's called Armhole.
Great name. Yeah.
Like the hole in the sleeve of your arm at the end.
Right.
Don't over-explain.
Well, we make custom t-shirts. You can come in, you can get transfers, we can make custom messages and put them on for you.
Okay, it's not an infomercial. Right.
Wait, it's not, but I want to say that I got a really cool Kraftwerk shirt. They had a Kraftwerk deep down. I got a Kraftwerk shirt from there. So I'd recommend all fans of Kraftwerk to go to Armhole and get a Kraftwerk shirt.
So tell us how this all came about.
Well, it leads in. It definitely leads in. So I told Mark that we're doing this. He, you know, obviously had been trying to figure out what he was going to do for the season opener in Phoenix. And he's like, all right, well, when are you open? Where are you at? I'm there. So he brought in a... two jackets and then just an armload of clothing stuff, and we kind of conceptualized what he wanted to do, and we cut up a jacket, put a logo on there for him, and put the letters on there in the Mavs font, and kicked it back out to him, and then you saw Charles make this comment.
Okay, now we're talking to Jason Ferrantello, DJ Theory of the Coffee Nods. He has a store in Lakewood called Armhole. Now, this isn't just also out of the blue, hey, you sent an email to Cuban. You've known Cuban for a long time, and in fact, you're the guy who told him to do broadcast.com. Isn't that right?
That would be a slight exaggeration.
Okay. All
but
right.
Yes.
Well, just trying to hype you up.
But yes, I did.
But you were involved in broadcast.com as well, so you've known him for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, dude, is it true that fans are trying to get these jackets now?
People are interested in the jackets now.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to turn your whole Armhole store into a jacket hole store now?
we have bought a factory in Singapore, and now we are going to manufacture Mavs jackets.
I've actually registered the name Jacket Hole, but it wasn't going to be a clothing.
Okay, wait a second. So when Cuban brings in that color of blue and sets it down, what was his thought? Did he want it to be vibrant?
That was his jacket, yeah. Then I guess, I thought it looked great.
Come on, dude.
Thought it looked awesome.
Maybe the color. When I was him
and that color, and I knew where it was destined to be. I was like, that is going to look great.
Yeah. Okay, let me put the call out. If anyone out there knows how to fix the color settings on my TV so that doesn't look obnoxious next time you run.
Hey, I didn't say it didn't look obnoxious.
No, but that was the intent.
No, I know.
But you guys are going, man, this is the best color jacket ever.
But yeah, he is saying that. But look, that jacket, that color was so obnoxious that you're colorblind and now you need LASIK.
No, I'm getting LASIK. Just because of what I witnessed. But you know what? That's the thing, though. I mean, Mark is Mark. That's a generic statement, but... one of the things about him is I like the fact that he kind of puts himself in the bunker with the guys. Because, you know, the whole dress code thing had nothing to do with the owners. But he's like, okay, let's have some fun with the dress code, you know. I'm wearing a coat, but at the same time, you know, his whole deal, all these battles he's had with the league, it always comes back to you guys are doing such a crappy job of marketing your product. You know, I mean, he does the things he does. I know he's, you know, you can say he's putting himself in the limelight or whatever, but... he really is always about promoting the league for the most part, isn't he not?
No doubt. And what would you rather have? Would you rather have a billionaire that'll spend everything he's got to try to win a championship, that'll challenge the league, that's a forward thinker, or would you rather have a guy like Perot who puts cement in his part, in his hair,
right,
and only cares about a real estate deal and thinks Madman should suit up?
Right, right. No, he's definitely, I think, the best... maybe the best basketball owner there is.
But I'm fascinated by how everyone wants those jackets now.
who wants these jackets? Seriously, Jason.
Seriously, lots of people. Lots of people.
Memphis wants to do, I guess.
So then are you guys saying that when I go to this game tonight, there's going to be a bunch of people wearing these jackets?
No, I'm not saying
that. Remember in Can't Buy Me Love when the guy does the Indian ritual ant dance?
And that's what they'll be doing. Actually, everyone at the Mavericks will be doing the Indian dance.
And everyone thinks, well, gosh, he's doing this dance, and he's cool now, so I got to do that dance. Everyone, it's going to be a stadium full of those blue blazers.
I'm just sitting here wondering, wait, did Ben reference a Patrick Dempsey movie from the late 80s? By the way, Ferentello is the fake Patrick Dempsey. Have you ever noticed
that?
No,
I never have.
Yeah, you should see pictures of him from, like, junior high.
I thought he was the fake Spielberg.
Well, he is now that he's older and more bearded. Okay, well, I guess, Jason, are you going to be wearing one of these jackets at the game?
I'm going to be wearing a jacket made of all lights.
Awesome. And what section can P1s find you in tonight?
Oh, they'll see it. It'll be bright.
Okay, very good. So go to the game tonight and see our buddy Theory, the man behind the Craig Sager jacket.
And we got to say, if you want one of those jackets,
yes,
go to armhole.com or call Armhole in Lakewood.
It's
in
Lakewood. Come to the website, just get at me.
Yeah, and seriously, man, there's a lot of cool stuff that you can get there besides this jacket thing. It's just a good store to go to anyway.
No doubt.
Okay, so later, homie.
Later.
Love you.
Quit loving him on air. There he goes, Jason Ferentello, DJ Theory. Okay, so that was, let's keep the Mavs thing rolling. Do you want to?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, because we've got all sorts of things to get into this team. We've seen two games now. They're road games. I think that perception of the team going in, I don't think there's anybody who thought that this team was going to set the world on fire. But one of the things I've noticed from listening this week to the different show hosts and the callers and stuff is there seems to be some serious Maverick panic. So coming up next, Ben and Scan will talk about whether or not this Maverick panic is justified right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Okay, go Mavericks.
Hey, team.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka welcoming you to the beautiful life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere Citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This is then Belvedere Citrus and the navel of exquisite merit for the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately. Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and the beautiful life listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for the beautiful life. A life far more beautiful with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately. Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
CarMax today. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Springer. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At CarMax, we know quality really matters once you get your car home. That's why we put every used car we sell through a thorough 125-point inspection. Then we back them up with a 5-day money-back guarantee and a limited 30-day warranty. See store for details. We even offer extended service plans for extra peace of mind. So you get a car you can count on season after season, year after year.
Let's play the easiest game in Texas. Ready? What do you do to save up to 40% on your home's heating and cooling bill?
Call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
Correct. What do you do to set up a free consultation and get a free home weatherization package?
Call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
Right again. But be sure and call by this Friday at 5 p.m. Okay, very good. Next question. Do you think your home is adequately insulated?
Yes.
That's a very hopeful answer. The truth is most homes in North Texas have insufficient insulation. That's one reason why your energy bill has been so high. That's why you should call
Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331.
You're getting the hang of this. Atlas Star Energy offers a free consultation to determine exactly what your home needs to be much more energy efficient. Next question. Are energy costs going up or down?
Up?
Of course they're going up as much as 40 to 60% this winter.
So that's why I should call Atlas Star Energy at 214-764-1331 right now.
Ken Jennings has nothing on you.
Honda, Kawasaki, Motor Boosie, MG Agusta, Piaggio, Suzuki, Vespa, Victory, and Yamaha. And the Boss Freestyle Sun Team performing live all weekend long.
Hey, it's Fitz with my buddy and CEO of RepairMyCreditNow.com. Go ahead and explain to me. People have bad credit. By law, the creditors have to delete certain stuff off the credit report if they can't prove the debt.
That's correct, Fitz. These items legally have to be validated according to the laws that are in place. There are several federal laws.
And basically, here's the deal. These companies are so huge, there's really no way they're going to want to take the time to go in there and try to prove all this stuff. So, by law, they just delete it. Therefore, your Beacon scores go right up.
That's correct. If they don't reply back, then legally it has to be deleted.
From repos to charge-offs, bankruptcies, foreclosures, late payments, low pays, no pays. They can't prove it. They take it off. Your Beacon score goes up. What does that mean? That means you have great credit. Good credit. That's why you have to call right now. RepairMyCreditNow.com, 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. That's 1-888-4MY-REPAIR. Or log on right now to RepairMyCreditNow.com. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Now, how long does this process usually take?
Well, they'll start seeing results in as short as 30 to 45 days.
Your credit is your future.
You got that. Log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Vehicle, choose from trucks, SUVs, cars, Ford F-150s, Chevy, Hondas, Nissan Sentras, like this 03 Eclipse for $99 per month, or this new 05 GMC Denali,
discounted by $15,000.
That's right, all inventory is being drastically reduced by thousands for the emergency sell-off at Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC.
All applications will be accepted.
Call now, 1-866-8-LONE-STAR. That's 1-866-8-LONE-STAR. Come in for a test drive and get a free round of golf at West Ridge Golf Course while supplies last. Hurry, don't miss this emergency sell-off at Lone Star Pontiac Buick GMC. Sale ends Saturday night.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Cowboys using the bye week to get healthy and size up their division at the midway point. This sticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and D&M Leasing. The Eagles are at Washington tomorrow, and the division-leading Giants have the 49ers on the road. Leroy Glover and the Cowboys will be watching closely.
I think it'll stay tight all the way through, to be honest with you. Probably the most competitive conference in the NFL right now. We'd like to think so. The next three conference games are going to be on the road for us. We've got to really batten down and then get ourselves together.
Cowboys are off with their bye at 5-3. They'll be at Philly next Monday night. The Mavericks welcome back Michael Finley tonight. He's here with the Spurs at 7:30. Mavericks looking to open the home schedule with a win over the defending champs. The Stars are at Colorado tonight at 8 o'clock. Texas Longhorns have got an early game coming up at Baylor. Kick at 11:30. SMU and Phil Bennett trying to end a three-game drought today against Rice.
They're a team that has confidence right now playing us. You know, a lot of those guys are the same guys. We've got to prove, number one, that we can beat them.
But the Owls have lost 13 straight games. Kick today at 2. We've got the pregame here at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Night games, TCU home to Colorado State. North Texas home to Louisiana Lafayette. A&M is at Tech. Golf Tour Championship in Atlanta. Barb Bryant, Retief Goosen lead at 10 under. Dallas' Scott Verplank 4 back after bogeying his first hole today. He's even with Tiger. Our next ticket ticker at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin. Saturday morning, 10 to noon today on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket reminds you that to truly love another, you must first love yourself. And it wouldn't kill you to wash your hands in between.
All right, it is 11:50 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yep.
Listening to Ben and Skin subbing in for the rant today, and we are doing so out at Best Buy in Grapevine. We invite you to come join us out here. We're going to be here till noon 30. There's a lot going on out here. There's NASCAR related things going on. There's
NASCAR
special sales on DVDs. The Office Space special edition box set is out.
I just bought it and I'm very pleased with it so far, even though I haven't watched it.
They've got this thing out here, the Magnolia Home Theater, and it's just genius out in the back corner of the store. And a lot of dudes just come in here and camp out on the recliners in there and watch movies. Good stuff out here. Come join us. It is Best Buy at 1515 West State Highway 114 at Highway 26. And again, something very wonderful just happened to us as Johnny B's.
Yes.
Just brought out some burgers.
Famed burger and shake joint.
Dude, it's a single location, family-owned, non-chain burger location. I'm fine with it.
This is, it's like the, I don't want to give away the secret ingredient, the special sauce is.
It's
just my, just my recommendation would be don't order the way you order. Just get it the way it comes and be happy with it because it is spectacular. And these are the old-fashioned shakes, you know. They're real real ice cream shakes. This is good stuff.
Good stuff. We're having a great time out here, so come join us. Kevin Scott's going to be out here from 5 to 7.
He is some handsome, man, isn't
come,
he?
Just come kick it out here.
He's a good-looking guy. That's
kick
Kevin
it.
Scott.
All right, so we're talking Dallas Mavericks basketball, of course. Their home opener tonight against San Antonio. Make sure to tune in to Ben Skin with the Mavs post-game show immediately following that game.
Yep.
But Skin, we're trying to get our arms around where this team is right now. And just for the sake of this radio segment, at the same time, I don't think it's really necessary at this point. I think you alluded to the fact that some people are already hitting the panic button and maybe wanting to blow up the team after two games. And I just think it's very early. I'm not going to rush to any opinion until I see who they get in the Van Horn trade at the All-Star break.
You're convinced that he's gone?
Now, I'm kind of convinced that, I guess I'm kind of convinced. I'm convinced that Cuban's going to make a deal with the Braves. You've seen it the last couple of years pay off. Who was it? It was Najee Muhammad last year to the
San Antonio, yeah.
Year before,
Malik Rose,
Rasheed Wallace
helped Detroit win a championship.
Yeah, I think Cuban. I don't think this roster is finished.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's the final. This is what they're going to get it done with. I think there's still a move to be made and maybe a big one.
Right.
And Van Horn is obviously a nice piece to trade. And I'm personally sitting back and I'm absorbing what I'm seeing right now. There's no reason to rush any judgment. This team still is going to need some time to gel. And, you know, Stack's not even here, so
mm-hmm.
That's a huge cog in the wheel. So I'm not really worried right now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing is that they're not a championship team, okay? They're just not. And I don't know that there's a move that can be made that would make them a championship team. But I think what you have to do is that you have to keep adding to what you already have. I don't think that, you know, you just tear the whole thing down. I mean, this idea that you have one singular dominant player and you build around him. I mean, if you can find the one singular dominant player and build around him, well, that's dynamite. But those kind of guys are really hard to find. Generally, you're talking about a dominant inside presence, and really, there's only a couple of them in the league. And the Mavericks aren't going to be able to get a guy like that. So the question is, you know, can they build around what they already have and be that? And I mean, I think they can, but they're just far away right now. One of the things that's really disappointing is that they got through last season and basically just wasted not playing Devin Harris any more than they did. I mean, if they think that Devin can play, and I think Devin can play, I think he needs seasoning, a lot of seasoning, but he should have gotten more minutes last year. And this whole bringing in Doug Christie thing, I mean, you know how I felt about that. I'm fine with bringing in Doug Christie if he's going to play a Daryl Armstrong role for you.
Wow.
If he's going to be a guy that, you know, hey, this might be a decent matchup. Maybe we can put him in here. But I just don't get bringing in a 35-year-old guard coming off of injury that has no offensive game. I don't get it. I mean, it's evident. I mean, I was reading in the paper today where his doctor said, yeah, that ankle will feel normal in a year. Oh, when he's 36, he'll be back up and running. That ought to be kick-ass.
I understand the move and from the standpoint of, all right, he's going to be a two that's probably the best passer and one of the better ball handlers on the team. And that way you can make Jet be more of a scorer than a point guard. I understand it from that perspective, but I got to tell you, I was way more optimistic when it happened and I was defending the move. And so far, again, it's only been two games and he's banged up, but... Man, I have been thoroughly unimpressed.
I just don't see how the old guy is going to get better. You know what I'm
right.
saying? They're talking about, well, if we limit his minutes, okay, that's good. Let's get a guy to limit his minutes. What my hope is what they want Doug Christie for, my hope is that Marquise Daniels can be that. Marquise Daniels is a decent passer. He's a decent ball handler. He's a great athlete. He has the potential to be an awesome defender. I thought one of the key plays against Phoenix was the turnover Nash had in the second overtime
yeah.
that when Marquise was covering him. I mean, I think, you know, with Daniels, you know, coming off last year, there's all this thought of, man, what a bust. You know, that was a bad year for him. He had two injuries that he dealt with, and he never got it going. But it's clear that he's got the type of athletic ability that you want. If you're, and, you know, he's not going to be an outside shooter, but Jet can be that. So I don't see why Marquise can't do the types of things that they want Doug Christie to do. And my hope is that as the season goes on, he takes over the Doug Christie role, and then Jerry Stackhouse gets healthy and takes over the Marquise Daniels role coming off the bench. And then Doug Christie, you know, you do not worry about him anymore, and he is only playing 10 minutes a game or something like that. Because, you know, I'm not saying he's a bad acquisition, but he's a bad acquisition if you're depending on heavy lifting.
God, man, dude, when I hear you say that you love to see him in the Daryl Armstrong role,
I mean, I think
that puts it in perspective for me because he's starting right now.
I think he's a guy that there's certain situations that he could be real helpful in, but I don't see it now.
What if you can just get him healthy by the time the playoffs roll around?
Sure, that'd be great. It'd be great to not depend on him, but use him for certain situations. That would be ideal.
If you're going to have a point guard like Jason Terry, who's not a ball distributor,
mm-hmm.
isn't it better to have a two guard that can distribute the ball? I mean, isn't that a nice marriage in that regard?
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, I like the concept of it. If you give me Doug Christie from 4 or 5 years ago, I think it's great. But, you know,
a major error? Or are you saying that the Mavericks totally misevaluated where he is right now?
No. I mean, my problem when it went down was they gave the guy $3 million and used the majority of their exception on him when I was of the belief that they could have gotten him for the... I mean, look at it this way. Who do you think is better right now at this point in your career, Doug Christie or Latrell Sprewell?
Latrell Sprewell.
Sprewell's not on a roster right now.
What?
He's not on an NBA roster right now.
Really?
And the Mavericks went out and paid Christie $3 million. And
didn't they get him for,
Well, he wants a full exception at this point. I don't know how many teams have it. He'll wait it out, and I'm sure some will add him later. There was talk that he might be a Nugget or a Laker. But my whole point was, I didn't understand, I think that the Jot situation, he might be a good contributor. He looks like a different guy than what I saw in Cleveland.
Dude, every time I see him on the court, I say it, and I'm watching the game on TV, I caught myself saying this like 8 times. Damn, he's big.
Yeah, okay, you know what?
I kept saying that over and over.
And you know what's crazy about him? He's lost about 30, 35 pounds.
Yeah.
And he does not at all look physically like the guy that I saw in Cleveland. Every time I saw him play in his first several seasons in the league, he never did anything at all that stood out to me. He was just a body out on the floor. But now that he's lost the weight, he can move around a little bit and be active and those types of things. And I think where I thought that was a huge miscalculation on their part at first, I'm pretty happy with it. Now, I mean, I think, okay, if we can get Bang up to speed, then they can have some sort of a center rotation. But, again, trying to get Bang up to speed. But you're talking about distributing 48 minutes amongst three big guys. I think that's a pretty good plan if you don't have a dominant center.
You're listening to Ben and Ken. We are at the Best Buy in Grapevine. You want to jump on and talk Mavs with us, 214-787-1310. Let's go to Brandon on line one. You're on with Ben and Ken.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, I think Christy, from what I'm seeing, I somehow think that Avery's just going to get sick of him eventually and probably put him as like the 10th or 11th guy by about the trade deadline or All-Star break, kind of around there, maybe even December, I don't know. But that's one thing I think that could really help is if Marquise can take that next step into that next level and take over that position. But I'm also looking, like you were saying, about getting rid of Van Horn. Is there any possibilities, throwing in other players as well, but maybe getting a guy like T.J. Brown in here?
I'll let you answer the P.J. Brown.
The thing about P.J. Brown, he's on a team that has salary. In other words, Keith Van Horn's not going to be that valuable to the Hornets because they got salary cap room anyways. They got a young team. And P.J. Brown is they've got, they're starting Chris Paul at point. He's young.
Fake Reiner.
J.R. Smith. Hey, Fake Reiner. J.R. Smith is, and they got a crazy young backcourt. And P.J. Brown is one of those good locker room guys. He doesn't make a whole lot of money, so it's really not advantageous for the Hornets to get rid of him, especially now that they got Desmond Mason to play a little bit. So I don't know that Van Horn's a big benefit to them. But, there might be some teams that you can move Van Horn to. But one of the things that's funny is now, the way the team is constructed, I don't mind Van Horn so much. I mean, I don't know that I think that they're going to keep him, but I think he's really valuable off the bench. I don't like the temptation. It's so weird that it seems like Avery leans toward wanting to go with Dirk and Van Horn at the same time.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy sometimes, but I don't think Van Horn's like some bad addition to the team. I mean, if he's going to come off the bench and get 11 and 7, that's really nice.
All right, let's talk about Marquise a little bit. You mentioned Marquise made the big play where he deflected the Nash pass and got the steal, and that pretty much led to the win in the Phoenix game.
It was a big part of it.
He also, another big part of that win was hitting that three-pointer.
Yeah, man, how clutch was that?
He only hit 7 last year, and then he hits a big three-pointer there, and that's one of the things that the Mavericks are talking about, how he spent the entire offseason working on his shot. He showed up at camp and he was challenging people to shooting contests. And, that was the first time I had seen that. I was like, oh my God, this is going to clang off the side of the backboard. But, bottom of the net, I was real happy to see that. But, you were talking about what Avery's trying to do as opposed to what Nelly was trying to do. In some regards, you get the sense that he's trying to make Dallas the Spurs, and he's trying to make Dirk something that he's not by making him be Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
He wants him to post up, and that's really not what he does. Before we get into that, I do want to talk about letting Jason Terry be what he is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like they're trying to make him, be a point guard. They want him to shoot, so that's two different things there. And
right.
I was talking to Terry, and he was telling me that they want to run 40 pick and rolls per game with him and Dirk.
I love it, and they hadn't done that before.
Remember we were asking ourselves all last year, why aren't the Mavericks running pick and rolls? Do they think Dirk's not good at it? Do they think Jeff's not good at it?
Right.
They're both great offensive players.
I think when Nelly was running the team, I don't think Nelly had any confidence in Jet personally. One of the things that we really liked was when they ran that high pick and roll with Damp. We thought that was actually kind of effective because Damp's a big guy and he rolls to the basket. And Jet at times did a good job of feeding it to him right where he could flush it. But you do need to run high pick and rolls with Dirk. That could be an effective part of your offense. And that's something that I think Jet could do very well. I think last year he was just, I think he was kind of shook mentally a little bit. I mean, Nelly, I think, broke him down as Nelly did all the point guards on that
he
team.
He started a rookie.
Yeah, he yanked Devin Harris around. I mean, he started him and then buried him on the end of the bench. So I think that, you know, there was a lot of growing for the guards last year that they had to do. But, you know, remember in the playoffs when it would just drive us crazy, you know, when we both thought going into that series that the way to beat the Suns was to make Steve Nash work on offense, and it's like they never let Jet go.
Right.
Jet could score on Steve Nash at will. I mean, we brought up many times the year before when he played for Atlanta and scored 46 on Nash. Jet could kill Steve Nash, but they never turned him loose. And I think, you know, okay, so let's let Jet be what Jet does well. Let's let him do that. But let's not do what happened in the Phoenix game.
They only got back into the game when Dirk started throwing up threes.
And that's what he does.
That's what he does.
That's what he does, and that's when they got back in the game. And so again, when you know, they say, well, you got to have a post presence to be good in the NBA, and that's true. But that doesn't mean sticking somebody on the post that can't play just because you have to have a post presence.
You got to have starting pitching. That doesn't in baseball. So that doesn't mean you can just take somebody out of the bullpen, make them a starter, and then you're gonna win the World Series.
Right. And I think one of the problems with the offense right now is number one, it's not comfortable. The guys are doing things they're not comfortable with. And number two, if Doug Christie can't score, Josh Howard doesn't have a go-to move. If Dampier doesn't feel comfortable catching them on the block, you only got two guys on the floor that have any chance of scoring at all. That's going to be tough.
Let's go to Jack. You're on with Ben and Skin on the ticket.
What I'm calling you guys about is that you're saying trying to make Dirk something he's not and so forth. But you have to look at the fact that what Avery is doing, and I feel he's doing it very well, and that's given an opportunity for his players to be multidimensional. Dirk is good and is known for his three-point shots, and everyone prepares for that from time to time. Give him something different.
Yeah.
When that's not working, something else is working.
Let me put it this way, dude. All right, I sell advertising for Channel 11.
Mm-hmm.
But if they gave me the opportunity to anchor the 10 p news, would that just be giving me other opportunities to be multidimensional?
Right.
Does that mean we'd have a good 10 o'clock news by sitting down Tracy Rellet?
Right, right.
Who cares about just giving him an opportunity to be multidimensional if that's not something that he does?
Right. No, I mean, and that's the same thing. It's like, oh, wow, man, the Monty Bull hit some three-pointers in practice. Let's start having him shoot threes.
Let's give him an opportunity to be multidimensional.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? Not trying to dog the caller. I mean, Dirk needs to be able to have a good low post game, but I don't see about having the offense come to a grinding halt if the guy's not comfortable down there. I don't see how that's beneficial.
Just because you want it to be doesn't mean it's going to be. He may not. I mean, it's not like this is. I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
At some point, you just got to say, okay, man, we're not going to be able to make him into something that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And what he is exceptional. So let him do. That's the whole thing I'm saying. Build a system around his exceptional skills.
Mm-hmm.
Build a system that allows him to get open three-pointers or whatever the hell, you know, you want him to do. Don't try to make him Tim Duncan.
Well, you know what, and you were talking about Jet in the high pick and roll. He's very comfortable in the high pick and roll. Run that to death. Let those guys get adept at that. They're talented players. They can become good at that. Let's see more of that.
And it was great watching Phoenix play. Their offense is so simple. It's
mm-hmm.
like, okay, here, we're going to do a switch. And then Nash is going to get a big man on him. He's going to back up to midcourt, and then he's going to dribble around his guy, and whoever comes over to help is either going to get the ball or Nash is going to score.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't Jason Terry that good of a ball handler to where the Mavericks could do that to some degree?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that when they brought him in, that was kind of the hope of what they would get out of him, but you got to build the guy up to know that, hey, we're coming to you. And I think that's what Avery's trying to do.
Are all teams switch teams on pick and rolls, or do some teams stick with whatever the change is?
No, not all teams. A lot of teams, you know, switching on a pick and roll, I mean, you're getting to the thing where you're just going to argue basketball philosophy. I'm not of the belief that you should switch on a pick and roll because you're playing into the hands of the pick and roll. The pick and roll is designed to create mismatch. If you switch on the pick and roll, you're playing into the hands of the mismatch. You know, to me, the best way to defend it, if you can do this, is to have the big guy jump the high pick and roll until the guard can recover, and it takes your weak side defenders to sag down. And that's why Phoenix was so dangerous when they had Joe Johnson and Quentin Richardson outside, is when the help defenders would come down to help on that pick and roll, Nash would find those guys for open threes. But that's the way team defense works. To me, it's better to have the help defense and recover as opposed to switching, because when you're switching, you're playing into their hands with mismatches. That's my own personal belief on covering the pick and roll. There's a lot of people that think that way. And there's, you know, if you listen to Cuban, their staff believe that you should switch on that high pick and roll, and I'm not into that.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to continue to talk Mavs. We've got more to get into. We're going to jump back into it a little later. Of course, Michael Finley returns tonight, the Mavericks home opener, their third game of the year. Make sure to tune in to Ben and Skin's Dallas Mavericks postgame show immediately following the game right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. But coming up next, we are going to get away from the Mavericks momentarily. We are going to talk about a strange birth next on The Ticket.
G-R-E-C-E-B-T, find out what they can do for me.
Are you considering bankruptcy? Well, bankruptcy may not be the best option for you. With the new bankruptcy laws, it might not even be an option. We offer an alternative to bankruptcy. Do you have 10, 20, 50,000 or more in unsecured debt? Imagine the feeling of being debt-free ASAP. Go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's P-R-E-C-E-P-T Financial.com. We resolve credit card debt, auto repos, medical bills, collection accounts, and other types of unsecured debt. Go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's P-R-E-C-E-P-T Financial.com. If you want to reduce your debt by as much as 60% or more, go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's P-R-E-C-E-P-T Financial.com.
PreceptFinancial.com.
P-R-E-C-E-P-T, find out what they can do for me.
P-R-E-C-E-P-T Financial.com.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life, and today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. A caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool, and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint. Know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen lead, he is a sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. His strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat turns even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-headed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere, the only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and The Beautiful Life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye Millennium in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You know, for what you'd spend on 6 or 7 CDs, you can enroll in a class at Dallas County Community College. Start moving towards a better career with higher pay. Now that's cool. You'll be surprised how much you can learn for as little as $99. Think of the possibilities. To get your start, check out one of the 7 Dallas County Community Colleges at dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
You swear you were only going 55, but the radar gun had a different opinion. Have you taken care of that speeding ticket yet? Cedar Valley College offers Texas State-approved driver safety courses online, the most convenient and flexible way to take defensive driving. Those days of taking off work or spending your weekend sitting through a 6-hour class or watching a video are a thing of the past. Keep that speeding ticket off your record or take the class for business and industry safety training. State and court approved, it's 100% online. It's worth $37.95 to keep your record clean. Log on to CedarValleyDefensiveDriving.com today to get started.
Spend twice as much as you need to on groceries. Spend twice as much as you need to on gas. Spend twice as much as you need to on electric bills. Sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? Well, most homes in Dallas-Fort Worth don't have enough insulation, so you could be spending twice as much as you need to heat and cool your house. Atlas Star Energy can reduce the cost of your utility bills by as much as 40%, almost half. Can you imagine getting an electric bill at the end of the month that's half as much as it is now? Don't let another dime go out of your wallet that doesn't have to. Call Atlas Star Energy today and set up your free consultation. 214-764-1331. Call before Friday at 5 and you'll receive a free home weatherization package. 214-764-1331. 214-764-1331. Or log on to atlasstarenergy.net. Atlas Star Energy. Cut your utility bills in half. Call Atlas Star Energy today. 214-764-1331. 214-764-1331.
Let's say you're on a week-long business trip and you feel a week-long flu coming off.
Teladoc.com.
Your prescription medicine just ran out. And the earliest appointment you can get is 2 weeks away.
Teledoc.com.
Teledoc Medical Services at
Teledoc.com.
Proudly launches the first nationwide program focusing solely upon telephone medical consult services, offering you the convenience of simply picking up the telephone and receiving quality medical care at home, at work, or on the road. Teledoc quickly resolves routine medical issues in a fraction of the time you'd spend accessing care from urgent care facilities, emergency rooms, or a doctor's office. Imagine affordable, around-the-clock health care that meets your need for quick access to a doctor when your primary care physician is not around. Teledoc is there 24-7 to diagnose medical problems and, when appropriate, prescribe medication.
Teledoc.com.
Starting at only $4.25 a month and $35 per telephone consult. Find out more right now. Just click the link below.
TELADOC.com. Teledoc.com.
Channels for only $41.99 a month in our Total Choice package. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirectTV.com. Now's the time to switch to DirecTV so you don't miss another minute of OLN's adrenaline-pumping sports action like NHL hockey and the Professional Bull Riders World Finals. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirectTV.com and sign up with America's number one satellite service. Ask how to get free equipment and standard installation in up to four rooms. That's 1-800-DIRECTV. Call now. Blackout rules apply. Hardware sold separately. Programming and pricing subject to change at $4.99 a month for separate programming on second and each additional TV. Conditions apply. Call for details.
When we say sports, you say now.
The Stars desperately needed a springboard for tonight, and they got it. This kicker brought to you by Yamaha Motorsports and Gran Treviso. Stu Barnes' hat trick highlighted a 9-1 win over the Blackhawks last night. Now they're on the road to Colorado. Jason Arnott says exactly what they needed.
In the back of our minds, we just wanted to get on a winning streak. And whether we win by one goal or win by six or seven, I don't think it matters to us. But for sure, it's nice to get a lot of guys' confidence.
Puck drops in Denver today at 8. Michael Finley is back in Dallas, this time with the San Antonio Spurs. Here for the Mavs home opener tonight. Tip is at 7:30. San Antonio routed LeBron's Cavaliers last night 102-76. Finley played less than 20 minutes of the game, hit just one shot, a three ball. Cowboys on their bye week. They'll be at Philly next Monday night. The offense using the extra time to get the backup QBs in the mix. Tony Romo, Drew Henson taking first-team snaps in practice. Next game is next Monday at Philly. College ball, UT kicks off at Baylor in about 20 minutes. O'Reilly's Challenge 300 at TMS today. Ryan Newman has the poll. Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday 10 to 12:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Named after that vital stretch of road in Richardson that links 75 and Coit, it's the Dan Campbell Show, Tuesdays at 12:30, with Bob and Dan, brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, 12:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben, oh, it is?
Yeah, that's wrong.
Have I been saying the time wrong all
day? It's actually from New York.
Have I been saying the time wrong all show?
I haven't been paying attention to the show.
Pete, thanks for setting up that clock with the wrong time. 11:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben, Skin, and Ava, we are at Best Buy in Grapevine. We will be here today until 12:30. Ava, how are you doing?
Good.
Is everything going good?
Yeah.
Hey, can I have that Blue's Clues lunchbox?
No.
Let me have it.
No.
Let me have it.
No.
Okay.
Silly.
Hey, what are you doing today? Are you going to go watch a football game?
Yeah.
Are you going to have fun?
That's a good question. Are you going to have fun?
I don't know what else. What else? How can you get a big answer? What should we ask? What do you like to do?
I like to do everything.
Nice. Guys like to hear that. What's your favorite thing to play?
I like to play ABC.
That's a good one. What's your full name? What's your name?
I think it's Ava.
What's your last name?
I think it's McDowell or something.
Right. Say that again. It's what?
It's McDowell.
Ava McDowell.
It's McDowell or something.
Yeah. It's so great when you're that young and it doesn't even matter what your last name is. You're like, well, it's McDowell or something. I'm not sure. It hasn't really come into play yet.
I mean, Ava, you really don't need a last name, do you?
Mm-hmm.
No, not so much. You could just be Ava, like Cher or Madonna, right?
Hey, Ava, what's the best cartoon on television?
I like to watch Dora.
The Explorer?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Does your dad watch cartoons with you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about your dad?
He likes to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you had a peg.
Now, does your dad sometimes smell funny when he comes out of the side room?
Yes.
I bet he does.
Yes.
What about that weird pencil holder he's got?
All right.
Thank you, Ava.
Ava McDowell. That was genius. Now we're joined by her father, Dan McDowell. How are you, Dan?
That's enough.
That's it?
That's right.
It's a good follow-up, yeah. Really.
Hey, she really wants to tell you more.
We are joined by Dan McDowell.
We trade. That's right.
Interesting that you make trades with her, yet I try to make a fantasy trade with you, and you leave me at the altar at midnight last night.
Why would you do that, Dan?
Because Ben, you don't want to trade with Ben.
You're trying to hurt me.
He's a shyster.
He's
a salesman and a shyster, and I would not believe anything you ever told me about anything.
I was trying to make your team better because I brought you into the league.
This is how he does it.
I was sacrificing my own team to get Sean Alexander from you because I can tell he's going to get hurt.
He kind of sets you up like that and makes you feel like bad, like, yeah, well, he did get me into the league. Okay. I'll make this trade.
Right, yeah, you just got to learn. You just got to learn to turn it off, dude.
I mean, he is a 100% salesman. You have a bad draft every year, and then you trade your way to the top of the league every year because everybody, I don't know.
But now no one will make deals
with
me.
It's like these guys have known you for a decade or more, 20 years, and they still believe it.
Well, that's why he surrounds himself with rocket scientists.
Oh, wait, I think we're having more from Ava.
Yeah,
okay, we got more from Ava.
Go ahead.
What do you do at the
show? That's an excellent question.
All right, we'll think about that. We're going to take a call on that, okay? All right.
Did you hear that question?
No, what was the question?
I think she asked about Jack's Burger Show. What did she say?
Music show, right?
Okay.
So you guys got
to
be...
Anyway, I just want to promote we're going to the Louisville Vikings football game. 7- and 8-year-old championship game. Up at Lake Park in Louisville. We're on our way right now.
Are any of these guys legitimate prospects?
I've never been to a game yet.
Okay.
But we sponsor the team. It says Bob and Dan on the shirt.
Just make something up. Just say they are.
Sure, yeah. There's a lot of great talent out here. They're 7 years old, dude.
Yeah, but, you know, if you watch the critical Criterion edition of Hoop Dreams, you'll know that they start really young in trying to mine that talent.
Right.
I know Sturm's there with a stopwatch, getting 40s and whatnot, Rick Goslin style.
He's picking on kids. He's like, do you know the starting lineup for the Cowboys? Are you 8-year-old Cowboy fan? Julius Jones is hurt, you moron.
I didn't know. I'd like his number.
What number is he then?
Do you think he unfairly will...
Yeah, dude.
What's that? Oh, you do? Okay. Here, I gotta go.
Okay, we just lost Dan. Ava.
Hi, Ava.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Just going on a football game.
Things seem to have changed a lot since the last time we talked to you. Ava, she's gone.
So we're gonna have to just go now. We're ruining your show.
I don't know.
Don't even count this one.
It seems that the momentum's really picked up. I don't know. I don't have a problem.
I mean, after Dejana Jop talk.
Sagana.
Whatever his name is.
Ava, you like Blues Clues? But you can't name the cast.
Next term should be a regular part of the program.
See, let's do a call-in.
She's pointing at talking trash.
You really want this lunchbox?
She's talking trash, man. She's going to come get it.
I like your bit. I like where you're going here.
You like that?
Yeah. You ran out of material, though,
didn't
you?
No.
You were searching. I just saw you.
Sir, do you like your mobile phone? I bet you don't know all the products that people have. I challenge you right now.
I'm not the guy in the Best Buy that doesn't know the T-Mobile product.
God, that is awesome.
You know how that all started? He knew I was a Cowboy fan, so one of the first times you ever mixed with him, he's like,
so Ben, you're a Cowboy fan.
I'm like, yeah.
Can you name the offensive line from the 1971 team?
No.
No, you're not a fan.
Come on, man. I just want to be a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, that's you know, his sports term. He's got the massive sports brain, and he expects everyone to have that same sponge brain for all things that's minutiae, detail-oriented.
The best thing I've heard on Sports Talk Radio, though, in a long time was the time that he rattled off, like, the champions of every hockey, NBA, and football league since, like, 70. But why can't you just leave it at that? If you did that on the air, you've already shown that you're Jordan. You could put up 80 points in a game. Why do you have to go attack the guy who's just trying to be a Cowboy fan?
Well, you know, it's all about conquest and dominance. And Bob needs to come in and assert himself.
Okay. Amos pulled me away. All right. Well,
hey, it's been a good segment with you guys.
Nah.
Yeah, you're right.
What time is it? 12:15 still?
12:23. No, it's 11:23. Damn you, Pete.
I can't tell you how many emails.
Why do you guys throw your support staff under the bus like that?
No, that's not part of y'all's agenda.
What happened the other day? I heard that later on the emergency break. You and Gribble.
That was had a planned out written script.
It was great.
We were just trying something new.
Why do you guys?
When are we gonna have you guys on to tell us about Gribble stories?
Dude, anytime.
Gribble is PD.
Okay. Okay, guys, we like this grown-ass man of the week thing, but can you just call it the sports figure of the week? Just something with a little less attitude.
Really?
Yeah.
Less attitude.
But it was Fox, the phrase Fox attitude, but we wanted less attitude on Fox attitude. Less ticket. That was so fun. Our 1 hour of radio a week.
Oh, interesting. What are your...
Here's more Ava.
Hi, Ava. I want that lunchbox.
No.
I love name all the characters on the list. Get out. All right, so Louisville, Lake Park. We'll see you there.
Yeah, go see Dan and Ava. They'll be there signing off.
Hey, do you mind if we use the What's on My TiVo song a little later? We might talk about what's on our TiVo.
Wouldn't mind getting that back.
So you're going to call it the same thing and everything?
Well.
All right, you can use it. Just kind of plug our segment, 12:50 on Wednesday.
Okay.
Let's make sure and plug their segment with our song.
What do you mean?
What?
Our song.
Your song?
We purchased it.
Oh, no.
We own it.
What'd you give up for it?
Nothing. David Carr. Bad negotiation there. That was my arena. Last night it was your arena, the fantasy football trading arena, where you get me after 1 in the morning. Dude, come on.
That is, I do use that when I'm trying to make a deal.
Dude, come on.
You want my lunchbox?
All right, honey.
Yes.
We have to leave.
Okay, that was...
Congratulations on having a kid, Ben.
Thank you very much.
You're the best.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. She's not done too
bad. This is what they turn into.
Yeah, you just sprinkle water on it.
We've got a one-track mind. All right, Dan, call me.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry we messed up your show.
No, it's a pleasure having you.
It's going a little long.
Dan and Ava McDowell. So, Stan, let's go ahead. Coming up next, we will discuss an amazing day of birth and loan closing next on The Ticket.
Awesome.
Hey, coming up Sunday on the Mark Elfenbein Show, college football at 8:30. Can the Miami Hurricanes do the Longhorns a favor and beat Virginia Tech? We'll talk about that. NBA...
Are you tired of throwing away all your money on interest overcharges on your car and home? Are you tired of paying 10, 12, or even 18% interest? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com. Did you know that all negative items on your credit report must be removed if the creditors can't validate the debt? That's the law. Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR. That's 888-4-MY-REPAIR. Do you have late payments, Charge-offs, collections, bankruptcies, repos, tax liens, judgments, or foreclosures? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4MY-REPAIR. Do you want a new car or a new home and everyone tells you no? Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com.
RepairMyCreditNow.com is affiliated with over 600 loan officers from car dealers and mortgage companies that specialize in less than perfect credit.
Everyone qualifies for a new loan, no matter how bad the credit after using RepairMyCreditNow.com. They know you have bad credit or you wouldn't be calling them in the first place. Don't be a victim of circumstance anymore. Go to RepairMyCreditNow.com or call 888-4-MY-REPAIR.
Si habla español.
Are you listening online at this moment? I love streaming. It's convenient, it's easy to do, and I can do it on my terms. Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. If you want your car buying experience to be this simple, log on or click through to FreemanToyota.com. Our managers are waiting to give you everything you need to purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. We'll give you a selling price, trade-in value, payments, and term. We'll even deliver your vehicle and your paperwork to your home or office to save you time. At FreemanToyota.com. Get all the information you need to purchase a vehicle and do it on your terms. Here are just a couple of examples of the savings that we are offering right now. Drive away with a Tundra double cab for $279 a month for 36 months with zero out of pocket. Or choose a 4Runner for $349 a month for 36 months and the same zero out of pocket. Contact us by logging on to FreemanToyota.com to save you time and money. Or you can call us toll free at 1-800-NEW-CARS. Freeman Toyota, where character and reputation make the difference. Now that's moving you forward.
Real fans. For tickets, call 214-GO-STARS. 214-GO-STARS. It's a new game and a new experience. And Razor, it's my NHL.
Indeed.
My NHL has all kinds of rule changes, like the two-line pass, shootouts, and smaller goalie equipment. My NHL has more scoring.
Yeah, well, my NHL has dirty pirates and real estate on islands and assless chaps.
You can't say that.
You can in my NHL. Either way.
According to recent reports, by the year 2030, every major Texas city will have a Latino majority. Is your business ready to communicate with those potential consumers? Or do you think that fractured high school Spanish is enough?
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
The Spanish-speaking population is the fastest-growing demographic segment in Texas. If your office isn't ready to adapt, call 214-247-2200. That's the number for BOSS. And for a fraction of the cost of hiring, training, and maintaining a bilingual workforce, they can provide all your bilingual services, whether it's answering phones, billing, collections, or translating. BOSS is committed to providing you excellent bilingual office services. Stop struggling in a language you don't understand, and let the experts at BOSS handle your call.
Buenas tardes, Departamento de Ventas. ¿Le puedo ayudar?
Call 214-247-2200 and let BOSS help your business. Call today and ask about their guaranteed service and 3-month trial membership. Boss, 214-247-2200. The O'Reilly Challenge NASCAR Busch Series race. The Silverado 3.
If you can improve your gas mileage up to 40% on the car you own right now, you do it, right? Unfortunately, the technology is not there for your car, but it is there for your home through Atlas Star Energy. Atlas Star Energy can reduce the cost of your heating and cooling bills by as much as 40%. That's right, savings up to 40%. That's a big number if you consider your last utility bill. With winter looming and rising natural gas and electricity prices, better buckle down for a long, expensive winter. Unless you call Atlas Star Energy today, 214-764-1331. Now, Atlas Star Energy is not an energy provider, but an energy saver. Their efficiency expertise is unmatched. Who else is promising a reduction in utility bills up to 50%? Don't pay another dime you don't have to because of insufficient insulation in your home. Call Atlas Star Energy to set up a free consultation, 214-764-1331. In fact, call before 5 p.m. this Friday. Receive a free home weatherization package, 214-764-1331.
Around online, and I think we should fly to blank and take a blank day cruise to blank. We could even rent a blank convertible and drive to blank.
Yeah, but I want to go to blank.
Yes, but I want to go to blank, and I've got the card.
Blue Sky lets you shop around for the best travel deal, book it, and use the points you've earned to save even more. There's no blackout date and no limit on the points you can redeem. Blue Sky lets you decide how you want to travel and how you want to save.
Well, I guess blank it is.
Well, don't worry. If you're good, we'll go to blank next year.
Blue Sky from American Express. To apply, go to AmexBlueSky.com. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Ticket Sports News now.
Home opener for the Mavericks tonight. They draw the world champs. This ticker brought to you by Dish Direct and Grand Treviso. Michael Finley will go against his former team as the Spurs peel him off the bench to battle the Mavs. Avery Johnson likes a little more D out of his team, but Jason Terry may keep the tempo up just to break the Spurs.
Well, whatever it takes to get that done on a night-in, night-out basis is good, but it definitely helps to know that the coach does want me to go out and be aggressive two-score. As I do that, teams are going to start to collapse on me. I'm going to make plays.
Home schedule tips off tonight at 7:30. The Stars are at the Avalanche after a 9-1 pasting of the Blackhawks last night. Cowboys not rushing back Julius Jones since they've got the bye tomorrow. Jones ran yesterday. Thinks he'll be ready for the Monday night or next week. College ball, UT kicking off at Baylor in just a couple of minutes. Golf, Retief Goosen and Bart Bryant separating from the rest of the field at the Tour Championship in Atlanta. Retief Goosen, your leader, 2-under today through 4, 12-under for the tourney. Our next ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday 10 to 12:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand.
When breaking sports news breaks, we'll break in. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it's 11:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin, we are out at Best Buy in Grapevine. It's at 1515 West State Highway 114 at Highway 26. So 114 at 26 in Grapevine. We're going to be here till 12:30. We invite you to come join us out here. It's like a party, but it's Best Buy.
That's right, Ben.
Sounds like their new liner.
And then it always comes in with that.
Hey, Guys Night Out is going to be Thursday, November 10th from 3 to 8. At Dave and Buster's at, 10727 Composite at 35 in Walnut Hill.
Or as Ben likes to say, over by the strip clubs.
The sponsors are the Texas Lottery, ELP Technology by Texas Instruments, and Tony Lama Boots.
Hey, I got to support, dude. I got one of those ELP TVs. High def, they're awesome. Well worth it.
The first 50 people in the door will get a prize pack from the Texas Lottery. The Hard Line is going to broadcast from 3 to 6. And roundtables from 6 to 8. That's Thursday, November 10th, 3 to 8, Guys Night Out at Dave and Buster's off 35 in Walnut Hill. Now, we are subbing in for the rant today, and it's kind of a bookend Saturday for Ben and Skin. We're starting you off today, and we're going to finish it off later on following the Mavericks game. Coming up momentarily, we will dive back in to a little Dallas Mavericks talk, and we'll look forward to getting your phone calls as well. We weren't able to get to everybody a few minutes ago. I'd like to thank Dan and Ava McDowell for coming out. That was some Marconi radio.
Yeah, that was great. I would always like to thank them, and I will.
Now, Skin, you recently had an infant.
Yeah.
You and your wife.
Right.
And how's she doing? Little Maya.
Little Maya's doing great. She's at a wonderful time. 4.5 months is kind of after the early chaos and before the teething. So these are the salad years, Ben.
Now, I can't even think. 4.5 months, did you say?
Yeah.
4.5 months. That just seems like years away.
It's awesome. She's walking and talking, and it's just really incredible.
We of course, had a baby. My wife and I, young Max Rogers, was born on October 20th.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's only a couple weeks old now.
Right.
And he's a little bigger than a chicken McNugget. I saw a 3-month-old baby at the house yesterday. Just randomly found one in the corner. And it looked so large compared to Max. It was like, I'm giant baby stepping on cars.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we've got a daycare situation. And, you know, when I go and pick her up or drop her off, whatever, and I see the other babies, it's really the biggest baby in there is Maya's age. And this baby is giant. And then there's a baby that's 5 months. It's half of this baby's size.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's no set size for babies or whatever. As long as the baby's healthy and eating and it's coming out the other end with regularity, it's all good.
Well, dude, there's a kind of an interesting story that surrounds Max's birth that I wanted to get into a little bit.
Let's do some backstory. Tell me about the conception. How did that go down?
We were in New York City.
Uh-huh.
I was wearing a new cologne. It was very nice. Free balling.
The name of the club?
Have something to do with it. I don't know. It was October 19th. It was a Wednesday night. It was about 8:30. My wife calls me, tells me her water broke.
And you were at one of the strip clubs?
Right. I was at the Players Club.
Uh-huh.
So I was at work. And so I work off Walnut Hill in 75, but I was living in Frisco, which is a million miles away.
Right.
And the drive was killing me, so we had decided to move back to Dallas.
Right.
We were getting ready to close on a loan the next day.
Right. What time, 9:30?
9:30 in the morning. And so she calls us, my water broke, so I have to make that ridiculous drive in a huge hurry. Thanks, John. And get out there. You know, we're so excited. Okay, the baby's coming, but he's 3 weeks early.
Uh-huh.
And the whole pregnancy she had been talking about, well, he's not moving very much. That doesn't help me at all.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, she doesn't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
It's her first baby, so she's like, he's not moving very much. But I'm thinking, I'm fearing the worst at all times.
Yeah, and you know what? Even people who their pregnancies go exactly like the book says or whatever, I mean, there's just, we've got so many friends and family people that have had things not work out for them. And, you know, our whole generation of folks are all people that have worked in their 20s and not started the family earlier, and you hear all this stuff about people in their 30s having babies. It's real natural to have all those fears. I know I went through every single worst scenario possible when my wife was going through the pregnancy, so that's not uncommon.
So anyways, I'm freaked out, and I'm like, baby's early, hasn't been moving very much. She's got me panicking. Anyways, she ends up having the baby the next day, but rolling into that next day, that Thursday, here we are supposed to close at 9:30 a.m.
Right.
Well, we ended up, to make a long story short, we ended up doing the closing in the hospital room, in the delivery room, 2 hours before she gave birth.
Wow.
So here she is signing all these documents. 2 hours later, she gives birth to Max. He's fine. Everything's great. The next day, we move. We already had all this stuff scheduled. So it has been absolutely nuts from moving to a new house to, you know, the closing to selling our house to unpacking all these boxes to, and then suddenly we find ourselves at home with a newborn, and it's like, man, what do we do? I mean, every cliche applies. I mean, every couple hours I look over at it and I'm like, dude, he's not breathing.
Yeah, that sucks.
I keep thinking that. Now, does Maya, does she ever sleep in the bed with you guys, or?
Well, when we first got her, when she first arrived, we unwrapped her. One of the things is that my wife would sleep with her on her chest. She would just kind of lay on her chest. We had one of those little, bedside bassinets or whatever it's called, and she would sleep in the room with us. And then probably at about, I don't know, 2.5 months or something like that, we started to let her sleep in her crib a little bit, but one of the things, stop it, Norm, one of the things that happened with us, and apparently this happens with a lot of kids around 9 weeks or so, is, you know, you hear of the colicky baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one RN told us that she thinks all colicky issues are basically digestive issues. And our baby had really bad heartburn, acid reflux, really, really bad.
Oh.
And so to where she would, you know, as soon as she would take the bottle, it would come back up and burn her insides. And it was just really brutal. And we went through about a week and a half of just pure hell, where she wasn't eating, nobody was sleeping, it was just total chaos. Got her on Prevacid, and then everything turned back around, and everything's been great pretty much ever since. I mean, we've had one little batch of light fever, but it's real light. So it's really, once we got over that 9-10 week hump, it's been great ever since. She goes to bed at 8 and sleeps till 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh.
We're still dealing with, you know, again, we're 2 weeks in, but we're still dealing with trying to figure out what the different cries are.
Right.
And it's just like, if that baby is screaming and just, you know, it's like he just wants to eat, but then as soon as he gets up there ready to eat, he crashes out.
Right.
So my wife is getting no sleep.
No. And the first, 5 or 6, 7, 8 weeks, something like that, my wife didn't sleep either. I don't know how she did it. I mean, I really don't. She, you know, when she had her baby, we were filling in on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the day thing. So, I mean, it was just, she let me sleep because I had so much going on, and then I would come home. I really don't know how she did it. I swear to God, I have no idea how she managed to stay healthy through that time period because she was up feeding every 2 hours.
It's like, it's the same thing the CIA does to interrogate people. It's like sleep deprivation.
Right.
It makes you insane.
Oh, and dude, I got so many crazy secrets out of my wife during that time period. I can't believe some of the places her mouth has been. But I can't even believe I would say that on there. It's just a joke. And you know what? It's not funny. I wish I hadn't said it. I really, really wish I hadn't said it.
But, you know, I don't know how my wife's getting through it either. I'm trying to touch base with her every now and then. I'm staying at a hotel.
Uh-huh. Is it a nice one?
Oh, it's very nice.
Wow.
It's awesome, man.
It's party tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's bring Best Buy to the party.
Let's do that.
It's like a party, but it's a Best Buy.
But, man, it's just, it's so amazing.
It changed my whole life, man.
Uh-huh.
All I care about now is giving that kid a great life. And it's so funny. I'd heard everybody had told me, hey, you're not going to believe how much everything changes. And, you know, you're not going to be grossed out by the birth. You're going to enjoy being there. And
I forgot to ask you. Did you?
Yeah, cut the cord.
Is it awesome?
It was amazing.
Yes. Yeah, I know it's like, hey, I'm a macho guy. I don't want to see all that. But, dude, it's amazing to be the first person to see your kid come into the world.
It was. And it was really, you know, I got to learn a lot, and I still have a lot more to learn, but apparently the babies always come out African-American at first,
mm-hmm.
and then later on...
Yeah, they change.
Right, so everyone told me not to worry about that, because at first I was really worried about that.
Yeah, Maya is Asian now.
Really?
Yeah,
see, it just switches around like
that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a Benetton ad. The whole first year is just, you know,
yeah,
every nationality.
He also has a full beard.
That's strange.
Weird.
By the way, I saw the pictures. Why do you put a toupee on your kid's head?
Well...
And it's a Caesar cut toupee.
They come out and they're bald. It's like, you know, they're kind of bald. They got
right.
hair on the sides. They look like a corporate executive. So what I wanted to do was just give him a little baby toupee.
Uh-huh.
So I just cut a little part off of mine, a little patch, if you will, and I just duct taped it on right there in the middle.
You're talking about that little patch of soft fur?
Right. So now it just looks like he's got a nice head of hair because I don't want people judging my baby.
No, he's definitely not only the client but also a baby president.
Right.
Right. Right. I don't even get that.
So anyways, man, it's the whole birth thing is obviously has affected the Ben and Skin presentation.
Yeah. Now, are you, you're back to work and stuff now.
Back to work.
Have you done any of the hands-on stuff? Changing the diapers?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. Changed diapers. Didn't bother me at all. Now, I understand smell comes into the equation here momentarily. It's not there yet.
Dude, we're in the military green stage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
The sink?
Oh, yeah, it's really bad. One of the things, too, that the problem with Maya is for a while, she was real backed up. And so then you start giving her stuff to make that happen, and then it starts happening a lot, and you got to correct it back the other way. I mean, it's like you're constantly balancing all these little baby digestive issues.
My whole deal is this, dude. Now that I've been introduced to diaper life,
mm-hmm.
I want to live it.
Really?
So I've gone out and I've purchased adult diapers.
Uh-huh.
And now if I got to drop a deuce, I just let it fly and I wait for somebody to come change me.
That's
just,
not a bad philosophy.
What's wrong with that? Well, you just kind of relax, do your thing, and
uh-huh.
you got to go to the bathroom. You just go.
Hey,
it's a freedom. It's a skin. I highly recommend it. It's a freedom that you may never know again until you try man diapers.
Hey, now that you've brought that up, that reminds me of a question I wanted to ask you. Have you ever noticed when you fart in the bathtub, it smells like Salisbury steak?
No.
Yeah, me neither. It's 11:44 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. You're listening to the trials and tribulations of Big Ben Rogers as he has a new baby boy and a new house. His wife's clothes on epidural. Absolutely amazing.
Dude, by the way, just because I wanted to bond with her and I wanted us to be together on the same page, I got an epidural.
Did you really?
Yeah, during the clothes. I'm on one now.
You guys having a killer time?
I've actually got an on epidural right now. But, dude, my drive, by the way, and we'll get into this some other time. My drive used to be about 55 minutes to work.
Uh-huh.
Now it's 15.
Wow.
So, you know, I spend 30 minutes on the road as opposed to almost 2 hours now. Oh, so much better. And I hear people at my office rationalizing the drive, and I go, man, that used to be me. People are like, man, I live in North McKinney, but you know what? It's beautiful. And once I get that high five ready, man, it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Right.
I don't know why everyone I work with talks like that.
I know. Everyone that calls the show talks like that apparently, too.
I don't know what that is.
All right. Coming up next, we debut a brand-new segment called Ben and Skin Talk About the Problems of the World, even though they're not well-read on it.
I'm a second-grade school teacher on a teacher's salary, which can be limiting. I was pretty sure that LASIK was completely out of my budget until one of the teachers at my school told me about Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dr. Booth. He offers a special savings plan for teachers and their families. I met Dr. Booth personally at my free consultation. He assured me that he would help make my Wavefront Custom View Intralytic procedure affordable. Well, as you can probably guess, today I have 20/15 vision, and as Dr. Booth promised, it was affordable, even on a teacher's salary. Thanks, Dr. Booth, for my incredible new sight. My second graders thank you, too.
When it comes to fantastic vision, choose Dr. Booth, the nation's most experienced intralasic surgeon. Great vision and affordable financing options are a free screening away. Call 214-328-0444. On the web, it's boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444. Call today.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to suggest that if mixology is the art of the cocktail, then our store should be considered the Louvre of the cocktail. That's because Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection in all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend to create a cocktail masterpiece. So come on in to Centennial and discover that artistic flair you thought you never had.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
For those of us who enjoy a good vino but lack our own personal wine steward, thank goodness for Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wine so you don't have to. So if you're spending $7 or $700, you're sure to get more than your money's worth. And that may be even better than having your very own wine steward.
P-R-E-C-E-P-T, find out what they can do for me.
Are your creditors and collectors sucking it to you? Do you have 10, 20, 50,000 or more in unsecured debt?
Imagine
the feeling of being debt-free ASAP. Go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's PreceptFinancial.com. We resolve credit card debt, auto repos, medical bills, collection accounts, and other types of unsecured debt. Go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's PreceptFinancial.com. If you want to reduce your debt by as much as 60% or more, go to PreceptFinancial.com. That's PreceptFinancial.com. We are conveniently located in North Dallas. Feel free to visit our office or just maximize your radio player and click on the banner for a free and confidential consultation to take the steps to be debt-free ASAP. What are you waiting for? Log on now, PreceptFinancial.com. That's PreceptFinancial.com.
Accounting, this is Janet.
Hola, ¿me podría ayudar? Necesito ayuda.
Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm not very well versed in Spanish.
Nada más necesito ayuda ahora.
Could you hold on just a minute, ma'am?
Pero me podría...
Does anyone speak Spanish here? Is there anyone that can help me?
With the Spanish-speaking population becoming the fastest-growing demographic segment in Texas, it's now more important than ever to reach out and serve this area of our population. Boss Communications, your bilingual office service, is here to help. Call today at 214-247-2200 to discover what Boss Communications can offer your business. Answering services, billing, collections, translating, business support, whatever your bilingual needs are, they will fit it. Boss is so confident in their services that they're offering a three-month trial membership. Give Boss a call. For a fraction of the cost of hiring, training, and maintaining a bilingual workforce or employee, Boss can be your bilingual partner. Boss Communications, your bilingual office service. 214-247-2200. 214-247-2200.
And here's what makes it great. The Sony XDR uses a special color-corrected light to produce the truest colors. It's called wide-gamut CPFL backlighting, and it does for TV pictures what sunlight does for photographs. It produces more natural skin tones and more accurate overall color. It's a giant step forward in LCD flat panel performance. The regular price on this TV is $34.99, but right now, at Tweeter, you can save $350 off the original price. Plus, no payments and no interest for 18 months. Just see the store for details. Tweeter. Home and mobile entertainment made easy.
Breaking sports news now.
Horns of Baylor for an early Saturday start. This ticker brought to you by Lawrence Marshall Dealerships and Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. UT with the opening possession, but the Bears just stopped him on four downs in Baylor territory. No score early in the first. The Cowboys are on their bye week. Bill Parcells still using kid gloves and Julius Jones.
We want to give him one more day with Britt today, and he ran him pretty hard, did some things, so I think he'll have a good chance to be ready for Philadelphia if things keep going the way they are.
Cowboys have a chance now to scout the Eagles who play at Washington tomorrow night. T.O. apologized for speaking out against the team this week, and he says he may play, even though earlier he said he was out for two games with his ankle injury. The Dallas Mavericks open their home schedule with the world champion Spurs tonight. 7:30 tip at AAC. Stars at Colorado at 8 o'clock. Golf Tour Championship for Keith Goose in a strong third round so far. Now 12-under for the tournament. Bart Bryan just behind him, one back. Our next ticker at 12:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Kenny, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Saturday 10 to 12:30 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, reminding you that if a man's zipper is down, that's his problem. You didn't see a thing.
1151 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ben and Skin live from Best Buy, 1515 West State Highway 114 on Highway 26 in Grapevine. We will be here till 12:30, but there's ticket goodness going on all day long. Kay Scott will be here a little bit later from 5 to 7. We'll have new ticket chick rotation. We want you to come out. There's all kinds of good reasons to be here. Me and Ben have bought 250 different DVDs apiece. I'm not going to be able to buy anything for the 2 years because I got sucked in here. So come on out and see us. We're having a very good time indeed. A little bit later, we'll get into Big Mike Finley's return to the AAC ties. Me and Big Ben will be doing the first post-game show of the season, immediately following the San Antonio Spurs game. But what we wanted to get into right now, I used to have a very sort of, I didn't care about the world, to be honest with you. I had no reason to worry about what was happening to the environment or to the economy because I was young and living fast and free, and I was just going to burn out eventually and die. And I didn't care about what happened next. But now that we have kids, we are cliches, and so we have to now suddenly care about their future. And that's why, Ben, it's time to introduce a brand new segment called Ben and Skin Talk About the Problems of the World, even if they're not very well read on them. You can kill the symphony and all that. By the way, what happened to the Ben and Skin rotator music, Jeron? This is problem of the world number one.
Jeron? That's a bigger problem than we can handle.
Yeah, dude. No more hard rock party time stuff. Go back to the James Brown.
Well, if he was here, I'm sure he would do that.
All right.
Whoa.
Who do we have? Is this Verndon?
Yeah.
Hey, Verndon.
Sorry, I didn't know where he kept it, so I just had to play something real quick, and I panicked.
Okay, no, that's fine. Just don't ever let it happen again.
I've since found it.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to problem number two, Ben. And, you know, to me, this is not a problem, but it's certainly something that has everyone up in arms here in the great state of Texas, where, I don't know, it's a pretty conservative state in general, politically and ideologically and whatnot, and that is this Proposition 2, which is a ban on gay marriage. It's kind of confusing what all it is, since Texas already doesn't have gay marriage in the first place. But this is like a double no gay marriage. So it's like not only do we not have gay marriage, we're also not going to have gay marriage on top of that.
My whole thing on this is, and again, this is the segment where we talk about things that we're not very well read
on. Yeah, we're not very well read on any of this stuff. So.
But when I first see something like this, I don't know if I'm conservative, I don't know if I'm liberal, I just kind of judge each thing on its own. I've never been a political person.
You're moderate, Ben.
I just kind of deal with each thing as it comes. And my whole thing on gay marriage, I don't care what anybody else does, and I don't know why anyone wants to go out of their way to control what other people do. I mean, who cares? Why would I care what this person does with their life? How does it affect me in any way?
Right. And you know, what the problem of this is it's really more than anything else, is it's kind of a religious issue, because I think to a lot of Christians, you know, marriage has a certain connotation, which is a man and a woman in the eyes of God and their kids and that kind of stuff. The only problem with that is I thought there wasn't supposed to be legislation based on religious beliefs.
Right.
So I could be wrong on that. I guess that's the way I always understood it growing up. So it seems to be a little bit of a conflict. I guess I don't understand why if you're a Christian and you're anti-homosexual, then don't worry about it.
Right. Why do you have
that? You let that happen over there, and you do your thing over here, and you'll be fine.
Right.
I mean, let your God sort it out.
Exactly.
Just you let your God sort it out, and you don't worry about it so much. But the thing that's confusing about it is, because neither you and I don't read, you know, we get all our information from, we just have chips in our brain and we download it.
Porn site.
Right. This Proposition 2, I guess what I originally thought was that it was, you know, to vote to allow gay marriages or something, but it's a ban on a ban. The particulars are, this is the wording, okay? This is how it'll appear on the ballot. The constitutional amendment providing that marriage in the state consists only of the union of one man and one woman, and prohibiting this state or a political subdivision of the state from creating or recognizing any legal status identical or similar to marriage. And the thing that this is an issue, I think, for gay folks is that, look, there's no gay marriage anyways. What this is doing is this is making the wording such that we can't even have these types of unions. It's going to make it more difficult if I want to leave my life insurance policy for this person, or, you know, we bought a house together. You know, I don't, you know, I want it to be just like a normal union. And I think the thing that's confusing about it from an ideological standpoint is the purpose of marriage being the sort of family structure in which you will not defy their laws of God and that type of thing, which it seems to me that this is what these people are trying to do, is create a family structure with all the same types of benefits, yet the people that are way against it don't want them to have that. I don't know. It seems downright hateful.
It really does. And man, my whole, not to get on a whole religious thing, but I kind of, my thought is, hey, I have my own relationship with the God, for me, my God.
And God, too.
And you can have your own relationship with your God. It doesn't even matter who it is, and that's just your prerogative.
Right.
I'm not going to judge you for what you do. I'm not going to try to force you into being like me. And I just wish more people were like that. And, you know, in terms of the church, you know, it's like when my father passed away, I got real pulled into the church again, and I think it's a great thing. But, you know, I developed a relationship with, you know, I guess a preacher or pastor or whatever. I don't know what the...
Depends on the denomination.
Right. And, you know, I thought this guy was a pretty special guy. And this is an amazing... I don't even know if you know this. I thought this was this may have been a big sign for me because, okay, I think this guy's great. He's helping out. My dad's dying in front of us, and eventually... my dad passes away, and, you know, we're drawn into this church through this guy, and so he's going to go do the funeral. Well, he couldn't do the funeral because the day before, it turned out that, he's been kicked out of the church. He's been banished because he did something inappropriate with his grandkids.
Right.
I'm like, excuse me?
Right.
I felt so betrayed, but that's when I realized, hey, my relationship is not with that guy. My relationship is not with that building or that church. And my relationship is with God. And it's whatever I want it to be.
Right.
And it's between us. And I don't have to use what my relationship is. I don't have to force it on anyone or try to control them. And that's just the way I look at it.
Yeah. And there's this thing here in the paper. There's an article that goes with this article about Proposition 2 about this particular church. I guess it's in Carrollton, where... You know, they're trying to mobilize people to vote for Proposition 2 because it'll further, go with their agenda. And then there's 10,000 people at this church. But think about that. There's 10,000 people at this church. And the first thought I have to that is, you know, that really doesn't have so much as, you know, to me, the connotation of a pastor having some sort of individual spiritual relationship with his congregation. That's a mobilized political force is what that is.
It sounds like you're going to a desperados game.
It's a business. And that's the thing is, like, you know, whenever the church gets involved in legislation and stuff, you're involving spirituality, which is a personal thing, into the realm of politics and business. And it's just such a strange clashing of ideology.
I've learned that, hey, we're not here that long. You're not going to be on Earth that long. You need to just do whatever makes you feel good.
You need to
whatever,
party, man.
You know, it's like T-Mac said, whatever makes you feel good and party hard. Whatever makes you happy, go do it. Make your family happy, go do it. There's not enough time for you to concern yourself with what everyone else is doing and try to control them. Just do your thing.
That's right. And so, you know, the bottom line is that if you go out and you vote for Proposition 2, Ben and Skin thinks you're a hate monger. Moving on to another huge problem in the world that we haven't read about, Ben, the bird flu. Larry Bird, the great all-time Boston Celtic, has a new strain of flu.
That's a genius drop.
It is a genius drop. Please explain to me what this is, because I heard 3 million Asian people died yesterday.
I haven't. Obviously, the name of the segment is we talk about things we were not very well read on.
Yeah.
But what I glanced at in the paper today was that a report came out that predicts that the bird flu could kill 3 million Asians. And it warns of economic losses of $300 billion, which could lead to a worldwide recession.
Now, let's think about that. It's not, we don't want to grab your attention by the fact that 3 million people lost their lives. We want to hammer it home by, you know, when those 3 million people die, the economy is going to get really bad. So you should care now. Forget the 3 million people. It's the economy that's really going
to... Now, what do birds have to do with this anyway?
Why are people having sex with birds?
I don't know.
It's so weird. It's so unnecessary.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Oh, listen to Norm.
Mocking the bird flu. You're going to get it, Norm.
You're going to get it.
Hey, dude, and then we'll get 10 to noon.
Awesome.
I want that slot.
What? Anyways, here's the deal. The Asian Development Bank, they've outlined two potential scenarios. One, assuming that a pandemic would last about a year, would cause 20% of the region's population to fall ill and would kill about 0.5% of them, or 3 million people. That's one of the scenarios. In that scenario, an outbreak seriously affects economic demand for 6 months. Yeah, it's funny. They go right into the numbers, man. They just get right into the financial numbers.
Right. Yeah, that's really what the rest of the article is.
3 million faceless people will die, and that's really going to hurt your pocketbook. You're going to feel it at home. Think so, about what it'll do to gas prices.
I guess 60 people have it right now.
60 people have had those kind of relationships.
That's I just looked that up on fakebirdflustats.com.
What can I now? Can I link to that from your blog?
So anyways, don't get the bird flu.
But you know what's funny, man, is we live over in Plano, where a lot of those West Nile, I haven't even heard about West Nile this season, but we live over in a part of Plano where a bunch of those West Nile thing viruses were caught last year. And so my wife is paranoid. You know how, like, if a spider comes near your house, you guys shut down and go on vacation? If a single mosquito is in our, if my wife sees a mosquito inside our house, I'm telling you, the house just shuts down. We turn every light on, and we can't do anything until we've killed this mosquito.
I love it.
And mosquitoes are such a whip to find. They're little. And unless you're in an all-white room, you know, it's your good luck trying to find it. I mean, we seriously, we'll spend 35 minutes trying to find a freaking mosquito, man, because it may have West Nile virus, and the baby's going to die.
Right.
God, it's such a beating, man.
So if you're covered in mosquitoes or have your birds with you, just stay away from our babies.
Get away from our babies, man.
Dude, and the final thing...
I only want religious leaders near my babies.
The final thing we want to talk about, which we're not very well read about, but it's something in the world that we're going to talk about right now, is Phil Jackson's comments about the dress code in the NBA. And
well,
you led me to a story that neither of us read on ESPN.com from Scoop Jackson, who, by the way, I love his work. You've been telling me about
it
for a while.
He's a great writer, and this is actually like one of those pieces that you read where you're just like really, it is like, I'm a